This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details. FUBAR!
Welcome to FUBAR Radio. This is The Rock Show with me, Joel Dommett, and Ed Gamble. And to rock the start off...
Ruined it.
Damn it! I was going so well, Ed!
Put a song on, you idiot.
You know, when you start a sentence, you have no idea how it's going to... Finish. That was the finish.
You're an idiot. Put Joel Priest on. This is the worst show ever. Put Judas Priest on.
It's on, mate. It's Joel Priest.
FUBAR.
Some Judas Priest there, just slowing down towards the end, just like me and you, Ed.
We slow down from the beginning and then just wind it down to a grinding halt for the next 3 hours. Welcome to the Rock Show on FUBAR Radio with me, Ed Gamble,
and Joel Dommett.
That's you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. We're just checking. That was Judas Priest, All Guns Blazing.
We started All Guns Blazing, right, Ed?
I think we have, by playing that song, in a way.
You were like, Joel, Ed, can I do the intro today? And you were like, yeah, Joel, don't mess it up.
Don't mess it up. And you screwed it up straight away.
Straight away. It's because I had the pressure of you saying, don't mess it up, Ed. Do you know what I mean?
Don't mess it up.
I just don't see that's the pressure.
Even the sentence referring to it, you managed to mess up. You're ridiculous, mate.
So much pressure on my shoulders, Ed.
On your shoulders? I'm really tired. We're both very tired. This is the build-up to Edinburgh, which means we've both decided to really overwork ourselves in preparation for a month of the hardest work of our lives. So we're going slightly mad, but that was from one of the best metal albums ever.
Oh,
Painkiller.
I can hear a truck.
Yeah, we've got all the windows open. It's absolutely boiling in here, so for today, we're going to have all the windows open. If a truck goes by, you'll just hear that truck. Trucks happen in real life, guys.
Embrace it.
Let's imagine
it's just pulling off.
It's just there it goes.
I feel like I'm on the Archers.
Someone might get killed outside. This is a dodgy part of London, so...
It's just like, we should make it like a little Radio 4 play.
Yeah, every time a truck goes by, we'll do a play called The Truckers.
Okay.
Right, what do you want your character name to be?
My name's Johnny Priest.
Johnny Priest, that's a good name.
Because it came because
you're literally connecting things that are happening in your head.
That's the way my brain works.
My name's Tony Microphone. So Johnny Priest and Tony Microphone. Where's Johnny Priest from?
He's from North.
Oh, can't think of a place, Joe. That's weird, isn't
it? North, because I was going to go London, but I thought that's too obvious because I'm in it.
North.
He's from North.
Right. North.
From above, you know, past the wall.
Scotland?
No, not that far north.
Not that wall?
No, it's just...
Which wall?
The wall, Game of Thrones. It was a reference to Game of Thrones, Ed.
Well, that is technically Scotland. I mean, I know everyone thinks, oh, what a brilliant imagination George R. R. Martin's got, right? But all he's done is just, he's got England, and then he's put a wall, Hadrian's Wall, and then wildlings live above it. Scotland. So that's all it is. It's anti-Scottish propaganda.
Is Hadrian or Adrian's?
It's not Adrian's Wall, mate.
Just checking. I
mean,
know.
We find out new things about you every week now. Adrian's Wall.
I thought maybe
Adrian's Wall. What? Sorry, it just sounds like someone's got an allotment. Your cousin Adrian. He's only gone and got an allotment, started building a wall.
I thought maybe like the BBC World Cup coverage, or the ITV's World Cup coverage bought it, and it was an Adrian Charles sort of advertisement.
Yeah. Well, it's not a thing anymore, Joel.
No. Oh, so is it just completely not there anymore? This is what I was going to ask.
There are like chunks of it, I think.
Oh, wait, trucks going past.
Hello, Johnny.
Hello,
Tony. You can't even remember
Tony.
My name.
Hello, Tony.
No, fuck, the play's over.
Shit.
This shows you... I'm a little bit quieter now. This shows you the quality of the equipment at FUBAR. Joel thumped the table, which you shouldn't do as a radio presenter.
You shouldn't.
And my microphone just went and fell down. Back on mic.
This is going to be a really fun show, Ed.
It's
really
going to be really fun. I don't think we're going to remember it straight after we've done it. I mean, we're pre-recording, but I might actually listen back to this one.
Yeah.
I'm excited about it. We've got some genuinely good music from me.
That's a good one from me as well,
look,
Ed.
I thought we'd taught you so much over the previous, like, how many have we done? 6 or 7 weeks? 8 weeks? Right, I thought, Joel's learning, we're teaching him, he's investigating new music. You've put Static X and Mudvayne in the same week.
Third tier,
early 2000s metal bands.
It's getting to that point though, isn't it?
What point? Where you've run out of music?
Yeah.
There's so much new music out there, mate. I've been discovering new bands all week.
Well, I'm really excited. I was really excited about it. But it's because I mentioned Static X last week on our music feature with the music and food thing.
Look, I used to love Static X. I've seen them live three
really?
Times. Yeah. I saw them in America in a casino when I was on a school trip.
Why not?
Right, and then I saw them at the LA 2, supported by Raging Speedhorn.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Raging Speedhorn on the cob.
Right, this brings us to our other feature, right, which is metal foods and drinks. Some great puns coming in last week. We've got a few more this week.
We've got so many. The reaction... Oh, there's another truck going past. I think we... Oh, Tony.
It, yeah.
You, where are you driving from?
Somerset.
Somerset?
Yes.
Oh, it's a long drive, that.
Well, no, I'm only going to just outside Somerset.
Oh, just outside? Whereabouts? At Crewkerne?
Yes.
Yes. Nelson Mandela.
I am driving to Crewkerne. I am a trucker now. I drive from Somerset to just outside Somerset.
Well, this...
I am a free man.
Welcome to The Rock Show. What we do is we parody dead people.
Oh, he's not dead, is he?
Oh, I'm sorry to...
And on that bombshell, I think we should probably play a track.
Absolutely. What should we go? Oh, I'm very excited that you picked this track, Ed. Very excited indeed. One of my faves, one of your faves, one of everyone's faves. Here we go. This is Korn, spelled K-O-R-N. Korn on the cop.
Ed Gamble and Joel Dummett. They've got massive rock.
Doesn't make sense.
I saw David Morgan at Latitude Festival last weekend. The man who does...
The man of the voices.
The man of the voices. He is quite embarrassed to do a lot of those.
I didn't realise they were making him, you know, like with a sort of a weapon.
Yeah, they have a weapon right behind him, which only encourages it.
Pointing a gun to his head and saying, say, getting the massive rocks off. I don't want to. It's just not actually... It doesn't make sense. It's a joke.
If I was doing that, I would go, this doesn't make sense. Maybe we could change it a little bit. Maybe they're not paying him enough for that.
Yeah, it's true.
Latitude was fun, though, man.
Yeah,
not
myself.
A very metal festival.
No.
Literally no bands on that I wanted to see.
None at all.
In fact, the only one bringing any sort of rock or metal was you, Joel Dommett.
Thanks, mate.
Playing Korn on the main stage.
I know.
It's not the main stage, on the comedy stage.
Comedy stage. It's pretty main, though, isn't it?
Can I just say, anyone going to Edinburgh and listeners of The Rock Show should go and see Joel Dommett, because it's brilliant and it's funny. And also, if you were into new metal in the 2000s, you've got an extra little treat.
Oh, just little nuggets of stuff that people might not get in the general population. But if you do get it, oh, sweet, sweet love.
Yeah, but it's just a little extra bit. I thought it was very funny anyway.
Thank you, mate.
I tweeted about how good you were. I didn't get any love back from you.
Did you?
Yeah. You were still at the festival, mate.
I don't know whether I got this.
Right, well, I'm fine. I'm going to now find the tweet.
I don't remember getting it. If I got a tweet...
Look, I'm well aware.
I texted you and said you were really good. You didn't text me back.
Well, that's because I didn't get any...
Yeah, fumble.
Well, then you wouldn't do it in public, though, would you?
I would do it in public, actually.
Right, let's find this tweet. And I know, I'm well aware that it's not gracious to compliment someone and then tell everyone that you've done it, right? And then demand something back. But that's what's going to be happening right now while I scroll back through my tweets.
Yeah, well, I'll take you the text that I said you make that you didn't text back to.
If Joel Dommett, so I've tagged you in, if at Joel Dommett at Latitude is any indicator of how good his Fringe show will be, you need to go and see it in August. Oh, utterly brilliant. Brilliant.
That is a really nice thing to say.
And I got two retweets, one from someone who I don't know, and one from Penny Dommett, aka your mother.
She's a big fan.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. See, this is the thing. Would it be acceptable for me to retweet that? Thank you, Amanda, for our drinks.
Would it be acceptable for you to retweet that?
I think not.
No.
But I'd favourite it.
Yeah, you can favourite it all you like.
I would. I text you, didn't I? Nicely.
Did you?
I said... good job, great job today, mate. Everyone backstage was saying great things when you were on. Really nice. Thanks for the nice intro.
Yeah, but I probably got it after I left Latitude, didn't I? Because there was no 3G. This isn't interesting to anyone.
I think it is, mate. I think it's interesting to know.
But anyway, you use Korn in your show.
I did.
You talk about Papa Roach. It's exciting, mate.
It is exciting.
I can't wait for the show.
It's really exciting. It gets everyone on board just to play some really loud music.
Yeah.
It's really nice.
I love it.
Wish I did it earlier in my set, actually. But yeah, I really enjoyed Latitude.
You were very good. You were very good indeed.
Thank you. So are you, mate.
But it's good to get back to a bit of rock and metal, isn't it?
You gave me a nice... Your intro, I should probably address that.
Ah, yeah. Do you want me to repeat what my intro was?
Right. Pretend we're actually doing it.
Ramesh Ranganathan had just been on stage.
Yeah.
So Ramesh came off. I basically had to talk for about 5 minutes while everyone left. Because they were like, oh, who's this? Who's Joel Domé? I'm not into this guy.
Who's this guy?
They actually all, they were good as gold. They all kind of sat there. So I just talked as they milled around a little bit. And I said, it's nice. It's a nice contrast. Latitude have booked a nice contrast because we've just had Romesh, who's grumpy as fuck. And now I get to bring on the polar opposite. It's Joel Domé, who's who's enthusiastic to the... to the point of disability.
Yeah, that's what you said, Ed. That's what you said, Ed. That's what you said, Ed. And
I was, they went into it. I could hear you laughing from backstage.
They were, yeah, there was fairly muted response from the 4, audience.
4,000 people, not really into the old gamble.
Just me backstage pissing
screaming
myself.
With laughter.
And then I decided, well, you know what? I'm going to comment on that. Again, terrible.
I don't think I even heard you comment on it.
Oh, terrible error.
Oh, yeah, you went on and went, you just repeated it, didn't you? Yeah. Enthusiastic to the point
like,
of disability.
Enthusiastic to the point of disability? I was like, and, you know, it's a bit of a shit joke. I was like, basically, to the point of disability. Imagine me being in a hospital and then someone is just like, oh, what are you in here for? And they're like, oh, yeah. Ricketts. And like, what are you in here for? I just really love Lily Allen.
It's a great joke, and it was topical because she was playing at Latitude.
She's there. It's got everything in it.
The thing is, they're pretty right on at Latitude, right, as a crowd.
Yeah.
If you say the word disability, well, you should be allowed to say the word disability.
That just shows that I'm not the Latitude crowd because you just said disability
and you
I
laughed. Yeah. You've taken it too far. That's not what I was aiming
that's
for.
All it, that's all it takes to me. Not even a joke. Just have to go, all right, disability. Yeah.
They get so awkward in that sort of situation.
They, really
they go
do.
Like really tense. They almost disable themselves. Yeah. Oh God!
Oh no!
Get me a chair. Yeah, it's all a laugh, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean it was all fun. Laugh. All fun, mate. All fun. To tell you what I did all weekend, Ed. I spent the entire weekend coming up with food puns.
Did you? I didn't.
I've got a few.
So this is our banned food, not as in like food that's banned, like foie gras. Or child's ears. I mean, like...
The two classics. Those two French delicacies.
That's not banned in France, mate. Oof, you want to watch out if you're going to school in France. I mean, it's your first day. Put your... Please, when you have signed in, please put your ear through this hole. We are playing a listening game. Shing! Don't worry about that. That's normal for school.
Is that Nelson Mandela again?
Please put your ear through this listening horn.
Why do you always start off with a horn?
Because you know when you do impressions of people, you have to get into it.
Yeah, we talked about this last week.
Yeah, you need a
Irish
noise
accent.
To get into it. It's helpful to have a noise to get into it. I was actually listening to Tina Fey's autobiography. She was talking about that. And it's good to have like a broad noise to get into it.
And
my Nelson Mandela one is...
like a clown nose.
Is that what you're saying? Nelson Mandela...
like Noddy's car.
Invictus.
And then I'd be Matt Damon coming along going, yes, bro, this is pretty sick.
Yes. That's how you get into that when you do it like a beebaz. Yes.
I'm South African.
Yes.
Pretty good at the accent.
Please
mate.
Pass me my bag of dried meats.
Give me an accent and I'll let you know how I get into it.
Right, Spanish. Oh, that's French.
Siesta.
Racist. So, I mean, this is what this is just racist, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah. So you've just defined the whole Spanish culture as having a nap after lunch.
I mean, it's made a big impact on their finances. Oh God, Ed.
Getting political now, are we, mate?
Ed, I have no idea what I'm talking about, mate.
Right, let's have some banned foods. If you come up with some, let's hear it.
Okay, right, here we go. Right. We were really good last week.
We were, mate, but there was always going to be a payoff, wasn't there?
Right.
These are ones that you've written, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Black veal brides.
Right. It's good.
It's not great.
I just don't like the band, I think,
okay.
Is the problem.
Yeah, it's really getting in the way, isn't
Black
it?
Black veal brides. Black veal as well, that sounds absolutely awful.
Worse than black veal brides
on
themselves.
On the menu today, we have black veal. That's actually what the French call children's ears to get around the smuggling thing.
Black veal would taste disgusting, but look amazing.
Do you think black veal would look amazing?
Yeah, because of black veal brides. They're so good.
Oh, right. I didn't realise we were still on that.
Very clever.
We were talking about foods.
Very clever.
Very clever, mate.
Five fish finger death punch.
Love it. Yeah.
Like that one?
Because last week, I believe I came up with Sponge Finger Death Punch.
Yeah.
Yeah. or Five Finger Kit Kat Death Punch?
I got...
I've noticed you've included some Five Finger Death Punch on the on your playlist.
Yes, mate. How do you enjoy that?
We'll go no, because I'm annoyed that you've... I've held off by letter to... I didn't know you knew about them.
Yeah,
I do.
But I just knew that you'd absolutely love them if you discovered them. So I've deliberately not been telling you about Five Finger Death Punch because I knew we'd be having it every fucking week. Soon it's just going to be Beartooth, Five Finger Death Punch, Static X. Have we got any of Mice and Men today?
We have got Mice and Men today.
Of course we have, yeah.
What a great collection of bands, mate.
What a predictable person.
Glass Coleslaw.
That's bad. Glass Coleslaw for Glass Jaw.
Hey, lad, get on the bus.
Get on the bus? Why?
Bus.
Why? You're a truck driver.
I know, yeah, but yeah, my truck's broken down.
Oh, I'm...
It'd be really embarrassing if nobody could actually hear the buses outside.
Amanda, can you hear the buses? Pick up on?
You can hear the buses, right, yeah, okay. Just, I thought it'd be really bad suddenly just going into various places. Here we go. Cavella Tackle...
Right, hang on. You found a band that you know I like, so you're trying to impress me straight away.
I'm just wondering if you like me, Ed.
All right, come on, Cavella.
Cavella Tikka Masala.
That's brilliant. You've impressed me.
Yes!
Cavella Tikka Masala.
That might be
my favourite one. That's in there for my favourite.
I'll take you a few through. You know, I had a thing with Corn on the Cob last week.
Yeah, so last week, if you didn't listen last week...
It was a really good one. Probably best stop watching this one.
Shame on you. And this probably makes absolutely no sense to you as a show. Joel came up with a load of banned foods.
Yeah.
And he just used Corn on the Cob for every single one. We had Raging Speed, Corn on the Cob. Just Corn on the Cob.
Raging Speed.
Corn on the Cob, I've just
P-O-D.
Said that. Raging Speed.
Oh, wait, I was going, oh no, this is going so wrong.
Already?
Corn on the P.O.D. That
Corn
was
on the P.O.D., yeah, that was probably the low light.
Right, okay.
The light is so this year,
this
the
week
is bright.
This week, thanks, mate. That was a reference to my set.
Yeah, you need to be a big Joel Dommett fan to really get into the show.
Yeah, it's very niche Joel Dommett references.
Yeah,
that's why we include my mum on it.
Yeah. Hey guys, who remembers when Joel went on a school trip to Ilfracombe and didn't do a poo for 10 days? Very niche references.
It was really great. What a holiday! Did I tell you? I don't know whether I told you this.
Joel, now what's happening here, and I know how these shows go, you get very distracted from doing what you're doing, and we get a story, a little insight into your life. Now, let's remember, let's put a peg in those puns, right? Okay. We're coming back to those next.
Peg in puns.
Peg in puns.
On that holiday as well, basically, I got a toy gun. My mum wouldn't let me have toy guns.
Yeah.
But I bought like a plastic shotgun.
Right.
I was really excited because I never had a gun before, so I was really like excited. Yeah. And she let me have it because we were on holiday. And I had to go to hospital because I put the shotgun in my mouth and then I tripped up and then hit like the top of my mouth and it sort of bruised the top of my mouth.
I think you did tell me this, mate. And there's sort of Kurt Cobain.
The worst suicide attempt of all time.
You tried to stab yourself in the brain with a plastic shotgun.
Oh my God, is it a failed suicide attempt? I've still got the gun in my mouth. It's stuck.
Me and my cousin got fake toy machine guns once on holiday in Bridlington, and my mum looked over on the beach and we were running around the outside of the beach mission, which was the youth Christian thing, and they were preaching about peace, and there were loads of kids listening. We were just running round and round going...
Amazing.
Yeah.
I once, right, there was in the town centre...
We still got a peg in those puns, right?
Peg in the puns, mate. There was a new shop opened, and it had... a toy gun section of like you know those ones that have those like luminescent darts that stuck to stuff.
Yeah,
right. And so I bought my friends all bought ones which didn't look like real guns, so right. I was like, I'm gonna have the one that looks like a real gun.
Yeah.
So I bought that, right, and this was just after 9/11. Very important part of the story.
Yeah,
right, like literally a week,
right? So this was 9/12.
This is 9/12. And I was in the centre of the town, right, yeah. In like the big centre bit, and we were all just hanging out and with these fun guns, like shooting each other and stuff. I saw a security camera that was just on the wall, and I thought, oh, what I'll try and do is try and shoot the dart
onto the
screen of the security camera.
Pretty awesome James really Bond style thing to do.
Really, really fun thing to do. So I spent a lot of time trying to do that, pointing it at that, doing that. Fun, fun, fun. Mm. Started walking back to school. Fine. Went to school in the afternoon. All good. And then I got pulled out of my lesson by a police officer. And I went to the headmaster's office and I was like, what's going on? He then showed me loads of pictures that the security camera had taken of me holding a really realistic gun, pointing it towards the camera.
Security camera.
Just like this proper mental case. Like I just run riot in the centre of a town on, like just after 9/11.
But I love that their reaction to that was, all right, so we've just seen him with the gun. We think it might be real, right? Don't tackle him now. So let's take a lot of pictures of him with the gun and then go and confront him at his school.
You know what? This he can suspend a bit of art and design for this. That's his punishment will be not learning how to...
War. Sorry, I'm just getting back into that voice. War.
That's a classic. Back to the puns. Pegging the puns, mate. Here we go.
I have seen a man with a gun and a tongue scent.
Ozzy Oz brown rice.
Awful. Absolutely awful. Ozzy Oz brown rice.
Yeah. It's like Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah, I know what brown it is, rice. Mate. I mean, we've had some from listeners that are worse than that.
We'll go into some listeners' stuff in a second. Insane brown rice, Brossy?
Before you carry on, is brown rice the new corn on the cob?
It is,
it says a lot about you and how healthy you are that the two foods that are touching points are corn on the cob, getting your fibres, and brown rice.
You know, turns out, right, that the foods that are actually best for you are the foods that are actually best for puns as well. That's how it works. That's how it works, guys.
All right.
Brown thrice.
Better.
Brown ricing pool.
Is that instead of drowning pool?
Brown ricing pool.
Right. Joel, put a song on, mate.
Really?
Brown ricing pool. I want you to put a song on, and while that song's on, I want you to go into the toilet, and I want you to commit suicide.
Mate, I thought that was strong.
Okay. I want you to... I was going to say something really bad there. Put a song on.
Okay, you know what's next?
No.
Hey up, lad. Get on that bus.
What's on now? Let's put a song on and help us all the way to the next truck stop. God, this is awful
next,
radio.
Mate? You
go
know what's
on.
Next?
What?
Of brown rice and men. That was Off Brown Rice and Men with Second and Sebring. Classic tune.
It's not a classic tune, mate.
Classic tune, mate.
You can't call it... what year was that released?
It's a classic tune for me.
It's, mate, why? You can't call it a classic tune. That that Judas Priest track we played earlier, that was a classic tune.
Mmm.
Foodus Priest. Foodus Cheesed.
Brown Judas Priest?
No. Why is it? Why are you obsessed with brown rice?
Because I had some.
Right. And that's... So you thought, then I'm going to make everything about brown rice.
Yeah.
Right.
Brown of Osiris.
I hate you. I think I hate you.
Do you like that one?
No, I think it's really bad.
I've got a few more.
We've got a few more in from actual people who don't just obsess over brown rice all the time. Right.
Born of Osiris. Brown of Osiris.
Now, I put out a call for food bands today. I didn't specifically say rock, so we got in a lot of just general food bands, which is all right, because people are trying to engage with the show, but they don't necessarily like the same sort of music, which has been... while we've been at Foodbar, it's been difficult, I think, because they're not necessarily into this. I think if we were on... But I think if we were on a rock station, then people get annoyed with our horsing around in between songs.
I think
songs.
They would, wouldn't they?
Because there was an awful lot of horsing around.
I went on to a radio station called Team Rock Radio. I did a little spot on it.
Yeah.
And I went in, and they are really like... You really get used to talking for 15 minutes between songs, don't we?
Yeah.
And then, you know, I went on that, and they were like... I said a little anecdote about... I was like, so I went to a festival the other day, and it was nice. They're like, okay, cool, right. So we're playing some Hoobastank up next. And I was like, what? That's it? What about chatting?
Was that it? That was it. What about chatting for 20 minutes until we grind the art of conversation into a fine powder and have to put a song on? What we do is we just pummel the notion of conversation into absolute dust, and then we're just like, we've got to put a song on just to reboot, just to have a little rest from talking.
I was just like, where are the accents?
Yeah. Why is no... I've been here for 2 hours and no one has done a Nelson Mandela accent yet.
Unbelievable. I tried to shoehorn it in. This is Hooperstank. Ha!
Zoe, see, so we've got general stuff. Zoe Fell's tweeted, King of Lion Bars? Kings of Leon.
Yeah.
Bars.
Got it. Like it.
Johnny Something's tweeted, Anthrax. You can eat anthrax.
I mean, you can. I mean, it's you
that,
know, it's true with everything.
That doubles
really.
Up. That doubles up there quite nicely as a suggestion for the show and also a threat. You can eat anthrax.
Someone's tweeted in Ozzy Osbourne on the cob.
Right. Well, they're obviously some sort of idiot friend that you've got.
No.
Do you know that person? Did
no,
they go
I don't.
To the same school as you?
No.
Were
he's
they
just
in
a
the
fan.
Same special
Glenn
swimming
Fallows.
Class?
Glenn Fallows.
You both grew up having to be in the shallow end in swimming lessons.
We used to go on holiday and stay in a tent together. Did I tell you that story about me staying in a tent?
Right. Put a peg in the puns, mate. Come on.
Peg in the puns. I think I told you about this.
Tell me the story.
I just forget what I've told you. I've yarned so many tales.
You don't yarn a tale, mate. A yarn is the tale itself.
So I went, again, Ilfracombe. When I was there,
really getting out.
I think
the
we
world.
Talked about this in the masturbating thing.
What you need to do is you need to write down all the little stories that you told me from your life.
Got so many little trinkets.
Because you're one of a few people that I know who have so many stories that you lose track of what you've told me and what you haven't. But also, you seem like a bottomless well of stories. It's you. It's people who've grown up in villages, right?
That's so true.
It's you, or like small towns. You, Ellis James. And Greg Davies are the three people who I know who just have constant stories. And Acaster as well.
I feel like I'm an esteemed company. It's lovely.
Mm, you are.
I
absolutely.
Lovely.
Yeah.
You're just really nice, Ed.
Yeah, I know. I grew up in a city. I can't talk about the things I've seen, guys.
I've seen too many things.
You got all these funny stories about being in a tent in Ilfracombe. I've seen a pigeon eat a dead crackhead's eye out.
I'm just like, oh yeah, one time I went to Gloucester and the circus wasn't open, so I went to Fred West's house. Ha ha ha. It's like, I just saw a crackhead kill a prostitute and then in front of me.
I've seen a gun fuck a whore. Grew up in Wimbledon. So, there was another one from Oliver Topple. Great name, mate. Oliver Topple, great name. Don't know if he's a stand up, he should be. So many titles he could do there. Top of the pile.
Top of the pile.
Ace of Weirbase. Lovely work.
Great.
Very posh. Lovely posh work.
Great work.
Seth Trollins has tweeted it. I really like this. And he was asking it as a question if it would work, but it definitely worked. Would the tiramisu work instead of the who? The tiramisu.
I think it does, mate.
I think it does.
If Brown Rising Pool is
oh, fuck
it.
Off.
Brown Rising Pool.
The Peach Boys. Rage Against the Sardine from Gemma Eccleston.
I like it.
Russ Haynes has said Bruce Mangosteen, which makes absolutely no sense.
Russ Haynes has done one of my favourites.
What?
Pickleback.
Pickleback's good. That's also a thing, a pickleback. You know?
Really?
I'm going to take you out. We're going to have a pickleback.
Oh.
Right. We need to have when we get back from Edinburgh, we're going for a night out. Right?
What
we're going
is it?
For a rock night out.
It's when you eat a pickle whilst in a piggyback.
No, it's what you do is there's a shot. You have a shot of bourbon.
Crikey.
Followed by a shot of pickle juice, the stuff they keep pickles in.
Crikey.
It's awesome, mate.
I went to a wedding the other day, right?
Right. I don't know how that link happened in your head.
I'll get into it.
Right.
I'll get into it. You'll see the reason.
Right. With it, unless they were called the Pickles. Unless it was the family that Rugrats was based on.
Basically, what happened? What was the Rugrats theme tune?
Rugrats.
All I remember is I could play on the piano. That.
This is our new section. Joel tries to remember the Rugrats theme tune.
I could play that and no limits on the piano. Right. Those are the only two things. No Limits was.
Can I tell you what I want to do right now? I want to take a pen and
throw it at my face.
Pry my own fingernails off so I've got something to concentrate on.
Thanks, mate.
What were you going to say, mate?
No.
You were at a wedding.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. So I was at a wedding, right?
It was 4 seconds ago.
So I was at the wedding, right? Yeah. And they had this thing. They were like, the whole way through the wedding, they were like, oh, get yourself ready for this bit. And it had a title, but I can't remember it.
Right.
And then we all got to it. And basically, it was this guy cutting raw meat, right? And then you had mustard. Right. And then what you do is you lick the mustard and then do a shot of tequila and then
what?
Then eat the raw meat.
Are you sure this was a wedding? Sounds like some sort of cannibal holocaust. This sounds awful.
And then we all sat around and they told us to kill ourselves. And I was like,
yeah, no, what? It's a cult, mate.
Oh,
it's a cult
it.
Is what's going on there.
Well, some might consider religion a cult.
Only you could go along for the whole cult day and then forget to kill yourself at the end.
I was like, oh.
The producer's nodding. You go, as if that's something she's noticed about Joel. Joel would forget to kill himself in a cult.
everyone would shoot themselves and be like, oh, I didn't take the safety off, everyone. Oh, I might as well just go.
No, you'd forget. You'd get there and everyone would be like drinking the Kool-Aid. And you'd be going, guys, there's this time I went to Elfracombe. What are we doing again? Anyway, I'll see you later.
Everyone
Stop
else,
dribbling, you.
Everyone else would take their guns and I'd have my gun with my little sort of plastic like dart
They'd
in
be
the end.
Shooting themselves in the head and you'd be trying to get the screen of a security camera.
Right, okay, ready?
Ready? Oh, you got more puns, have you?
More puns. I don't think I went into my story about
the
wedding. Right.
See, this is the thing. This whole show ends up just like Russian dolls of Joel's stories.
Oh, I'll tell you, this is a funny thing about Russians.
No! 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 We are going to keep you on track. We've done the wedding story. We've got an Ilfracombe story. We are not doing the... We will do the Russian story later on. You will tell this story about the tent. Then after this next song, we're gonna do the story about the Russians. And then after that, we're going to have an update of you at the barber's.
Oh, yes. There's been a definite update
right.
to the
But for now,
story.
What's the Ilfracombe story? You've okay. better fucking stay
the
on track, Joel,
story. Me and my friend Vince, we went to Ilfracombe.
Yeah.
And we had to stay in the tent outside because my mum had the static caravan, right? We stayed in the tent outside.
This you talked about last week, you were wanking a lot.
Yes.
In the tent.
Talked about it already, mate. Covered.
So this was last week?
Yeah.
So it's the story about you and your friend Vince wanking in a tent into
the
a cup.
Greatest thing and then putting it in the cup.
Putting it in a cup and leaving
maybe
it to
I didn't tell it.
There's someone shouting outside.
That's so. Nice. Maybe it's just telling us to just wrap it up.
Just doing the radio, mate! Cheers! Whack a song on,
sorted.
Mate.
Sorted, bloody sorted. Okay, what would you like? I know what I'd want.
Well, just do it then. We don't have to hear your whole thought process.
Ready?
Yeah.
That was one.
Yeah.
This is 5 Fish Finger Death Punch, mate. Until the day I die! There we go, some Five Finger Death Punch.
Five Finger Death Punch. I'm not totally into the musically, but what I think is there's a dearth of sort of potential... A dearth of potential arena-filling acts out there, like new acts.
Yeah.
You fill arenas, and I think they're getting there.
Dearth? Great name for a band.
Not really, because it means lack of.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
I don't really know what it means.
Could you not understand it in context, though?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I've just got a bit of a dearth of intelligence. Sometimes it just fails me, mate.
You're a very clever lad, mate. Don't let anyone tell you any different.
Well, sometimes I play it up.
What, how clever you are?
How, you know, stupid I am. And then I wow people with a random fact.
You kind of do that on stage. That's sort of your persona a little bit, isn't it?
Like, you reckon?
Giddy.
What is my persona? This is an interesting thing, Ed. What is my thing?
You're one of the people, I think, who is closest... On stage
to death,
to how you are off stage and to death, upsettingly. By the way, just to let you know, this is going to sound disgusting, but I'm eating some apple. I'm eating an apple and grape bag while this is happening. Fucking rock and roll,
so rock and roll,
and it is rock and roll because there's a sign over there saying "food and drink not allowed."
Yeah,
Fubar. I thought this was supposed to be uncensored radio.
And the apple's not even brown.
Yeah, exactly.
It's really like tight and taut.
All the DJs eat during their shows.
Yeah,
that's right. I call myself a DJ. Everyone eats during their shows, right? No one sticks to that food and drink not allowed rule.
No, mate. Usually, I mean, they do it during the songs, though, Ed. That's...
Yeah, but a lot of them haven't injected their insulin and they need to eat.
Because, I mean, you know, being a DJ is partly sort of, you know, talking is quite a...
You're not telling me John Gaunt's not eating all the time through his show. How the fuck do you think he got like that?
He's got like a constant, like he's got a tube that goes into him so he can just talk.
It's a tube and it's mixed with protein and hatred.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
Apple. He'd go mental if he heard this. Oh, you're not going to win a Sony Award if you eat Apple. We're no one going to win one anyway. We're all on the same. This is an app, mate. Get used to it. Don't get too big for your boots. You're down here with the rest of us, mate.
Yeah.
We all float down here.
Don't pretend that you're of a different dearth.
No, wrong use.
Okay. I'll keep trying to slot it in and then one day
Joel,
I can smash it.
What I want you to do while I eat my apple, I want you to update everyone. I want you to give a quick summary of what's been happening at your local barbers.
Okay.
If there's first time listeners. And then I want you to tell me and the listeners what's the newest news? I'm so bad at the radio.
Okay. Right. What happens, right? I've got a barber next to my house. Went in for the first time. Probably, I'm going to say a month and a half ago now.
Don't go too quickly. It's a big bag of apple.
Okay. And he's basically the scariest man I've ever met. He's like probably a 70-year-old, knows like the craze and stuff. And this is another new advancement, right? So he cut my hair and then basically started asking. I told him that I was on BBC Three and he asked me for signed photos in frames. Keep taking them to him and he keeps asking for more. That's carried on for about a month.
The key is that he's got your address, so you can't just never go
in. He's got my address. Also, here's another advancement. He's got my number as well, Ed. He started leaving voicemails.
What the shivering fuck?
He started leaving voicemails. Whilst you're eating your apple, Ed.
Oh, please, God, play these voicemails.
I don't know whether I can play them on the radio. I feel bad. This is the thing.
He's left you this voicemail. You can definitely play it on the radio.
I don't know whether I can.
Joel Dommett, please.
Wait. You, first of all, you listen to it yourself, and then you choose, right? That's his number there, right? That's his number there, the one that's a number, right? See, he's left quite a few. There's about four there.
Oh, my God. The one that's not.
So just listen to a couple of them and see whether you think it's acceptable.
Right, while you talk. Are you going to talk?
Yeah.
Right.
So I went in, I keep taking the photos, keeps asking him for more. It's absolutely fine. The weird thing is he's a really nice guy. He's a really, really nice guy. And so I just really like him. And then when, what happened this time, I went in for a haircut and he has told everyone about my video online, my videos on Russell Howard Good News, and he told me that he's told at least 800 people, so he's going to have 800 more hits, and then by the end of the year, probably be about 2,000.
Mate, we've got to play those.
Is it allowed, do you think?
I'm going to listen to another one. Carry on.
Okay, how is it? Just give me a summary of the first one, Ed. Oh, God, this is so tense. This is touch tense radio. It's very exciting. And so I went back in, got a hair. This is the thing as well, Ed.
No, the thing, best haircut also, I've ever the had. Thing is, hearing those, and we've been having a lot of fun. He's just an old man, isn't he? And he clearly just wants a bit of interaction.
He's a really nice guy.
Again? I mean, we can play them. Because they're not like, fuck you, come here, I'll cut your balls off. No, there's none of that, is there? But that's quite a good impression.
Shall I play it?
Yeah, I think you should play that first one.
Okay.
That ends with him calling you sweetie.
Okay, right. This is him. What a lovely man. I just want to say before I say anything, what a lovely man. What a lovely man.
He is.
Scary. Clearly got a past. Told me.
Dropped a bit of apple on the floor. This is an unmitigated disaster.
Mate, I wouldn't have dropped it. That's why you're a dearth other than me.
Yep.
Did that work?
Yep, perfect, mate.
Okay. Okay, right. Okay, I'm just going to play it through the microphone, see whether it works. I feel bad playing it.
You've got to play it now you said it.
He's
up,
a
mate.
Really lovely man. Just point that out. Really lovely man.
Put it
very
on speaker.
Sweet.
Hello, Joe. Sorry to bother you, but you forgot your conditioner, my friend. I'll be here until about 4:15. You want to come in again?
I think that's too quiet, Joel.
Is it too quiet?
Yeah.
Okay, right.
Have you got it on speaker?
I have got it on speaker.
Right.
I've turned it right up. Close the window, Ed. Close the window. It's
no,
very
I'm
loud.
Not.
Close the window, Ed.
Right.
I mean, that is so much more quiet, isn't it?
Yeah, go on.
Okay, right, let's play another one.
We're now playing a voicemail from Joel's pub. Welcome to the Rock Show on Food Bar.
Hello, Joel. Nick here. Can you give me a link to Sun? I've got two jobs for you if you're interested. Thanks, Joel. Bye.
Okay, so that's the sort of vibe.
A couple of jobs for me. I'd never really found out what those jobs were.
Yeah, but what's it? A couple of jobs.
Yeah.
That's not good.
What is that?
Does he mean, like, TV jobs?
I don't know. I didn't ask.
Fuck, this is the biggest bag of apple I've ever had in my life.
Yeah, mate. Yeah. It's really taking your... Someone's taking you a full section to get through it.
I know. It's weird, because we're just going to have to go to a song, and then I'll just not have anything to eat. Mental!
Yeah, so I went in, got a new haircut. How do you feel about the haircut?
Well, you're wearing a hat, so it can't be that good.
Well, but it's nice. It's a really nice man, I need to point this out. If anyone's
listening...
Yeah,
he sounds lovely.
He's now... I feel like he's treating
me
like...
I've got no problem with him. It's used.
I invited you to come and get your haircut there with us.
Yeah, but it was my girlfriend's birthday, mate. I can't go...
Priorities, mate.
Sorry, I can't come to your birthday lunch because I've got to go with Joel Dommett from Impractical Jokers to have my hair cut at an old gangster's place.
This is the thing, right? Because they... Right, here's two more advancements. Firstly, right.
Oh, there's more advancements other than he started leaving you voicemails.
I mean, that's quite a big advancement.
Yeah.
Secondly, he... there's the new Tom Hardy Craze film.
Right.
Right, and they filmed it round the corner from my house at this pub.
Ah, so this is in one of his messages. They want him to be on screen, do they?
Yes, they wanted to, yeah, exactly. Yeah. So they interviewed him and stuff because they'd heard about him. Apparently he went on set and then he was telling me that he spoke to Tom Hardy and said that he said, said to Tom Hardy, like, you are nothing. You are not. You are nothing. Amazing. And then, so that's really interesting. Also, this is the point, right? When I go for a haircut, he always points out how bad my previous haircuts are.
Even when the previous haircut was one that he did?
But then the one before, he's like, look at this chunks out of hair. Terrible, take ages to grow back. Who did this hair before? Yeah. And it's like, it's a friend of mine.
Right.
But I used to cut it myself, so it's mainly that, right? And so now, I can't go anywhere else, because he'll know.
Yeah, because he'll...
I can't.
I bet he's got
like
a photographic memory.
Honestly, I cannot get my haircut anywhere else. Otherwise, he will be really upset.
Oh shit! And when he's upset, shit gets done. You are nothing.
He told me that that I'm almost in his sort of thing, and like, but he said it takes
almost
a lot,
in what
takes a lot to sort of be in with him
in his confidence.
Yeah,
yeah.
But I think probably talking about him on the radio probably would mean I'm not in.
Yeah, I think this might be the end of
shit.
The end of you being in, or indeed your life, Joel.
I'm really scared, but I've really... Great guy. What a guy. Lovely man. Keep giving him photos. He gives me free haircuts now.
Where are all these photos going, though, man?
I don't know. He said he gave them to some people at the hospital.
What do you mean, he's some people at the hospital? What do you mean, mate?
That's what he said. He's just giving it to people at the hospital.
It's weird what he's doing, and it's weird that you're just accepting it.
But
I don't want to go in there in case he cuts my hair and I have to keep going.
Every time
now.
I pop in, this is the nicest thing. Every time I pop in, there'll be people in there, and he's like, this is the person I tell you about.
So he's been...
He's literally been telling everybody about me.
Don't dumb it.
He is better than my agent. I'm thinking of getting him as my PR for Edinburgh.
You should.
He told me that he's got at least 800 more hits on my YouTube clip. Individual hits. And he's like, by the end of the year, he'll probably have 2,000.
Absolutely amazing. Whack a song on. This guy's a hero.
He's an absolute legend. Oh, imagine if we could get him on the show.
We could
get him on the show.
I'm not getting involved. Don't get me involved in that,
We
man.
Could get him on the show.
If I get involved in some sort of signed photo thing, it's not happening.
I could get him on this show, you know.
But when's the next show? Because we're not doing them in Edinburgh. This is the
after
last show
Edinburgh,
for a
mate.
Month.
Is this the last show for a month?
Yeah, man.
Well, I'll go out on a bang, innit? Eat apples during the songs. Why not?
FUBAR!
Touché Amore there.
Did you like it?
Very much, actually. Very short song.
Is that why you liked it?
No. Actually, I don't think short songs should be sort of shorter these days.
I don't like it on our radio show because that means we have to come up with content again really quickly.
Mate, this is an absolute joy talking on the radio to you.
Right.
I enjoy every time. If we could have no songs like John Gaunt, I'd bloody do it. If they'd let us, I'd go for it.
It wouldn't. I mean, we can't really do the FUBAR rock show and then not play any music whatsoever.
That is true.
Because the way we talk and the things we do don't necessarily scream rock, do they? That's what's nice as a sort of little contrast.
I just got talking about me and my barbers.
Yeah, you at your barbers and you going on one of your many sort of... holidays to Ilfracombe where you had your first homosexual enlightenings.
Is that homosexual?
Wanking in a tent with another lad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, I suppose, you know, it's not, is it? There's nothing wrong with it. You go for it, mate, discovering your body. You're a teenager, little child.
No, it's fine. Like, I don't think I saw his penis.
Oh, and that's what counts, is it?
Yeah.
So it's not gay if you're blindfolded?
It's not gay if you're blind.
Well, I mean, it took a long time for this show to get a catchphrase, didn't it? But finally, from the mouth of Joel Dommett, it's not gay if you're blind. Because you need to see the penis for it to be considered homosexual. Obviously, we've had this before where Joel suddenly panics that he's said something that sounds homophobic or against the gay community, and he'll spend the rest of the show trying to claw it back. Obviously, we're not homophobic, but Joel has just come out with the sentence, it's not gay if you're blind. So if you did think you're a gay blind man, firstly, get in touch with the show. We'd love to hear from you.
If you're a gay blind man, are you?
But surely, is it if it's not straight if you don't see a fanny?
Yeah.
So if you're blind, you're completely asexual, are you?
Yeah.
That's you said that now. That's confirmed.
Done.
Are we going to do a band fake out?
Yes. Right, you ready?
So explain it, Joel.
Yes, we are. What happens is we have three names. Two are fake.
You've gone really tired, I can tell. I can see that you've dropped off.
What?
Yeah, there you go. You're saying what, just to try and wake yourself up.
I don't know what you're talking about, Ed. I am no more dirt than you are.
Stop saying dirt because you've learned a new word. It doesn't make sense in the context you're using it in.
Dirt off.
Give you three names, two are fake. We give you three names, two are fake.
Dirt!
I've also just realised, Joel, look where we put the fan and look where the guest microphone is. Let me just tell you, the guest microphone is literally next to a fan.
You can probably listen to it.
Absolutely ridiculous. Right. Feature, Joel is going to read out three band names. Two of them will be real. One of them will be fake. I have pretty much have a 100% record in getting these right. Joel never gets mine right, even when I come up with them. I'm going to do it again to give you an advantage. I'm going to come up with them off the cuff with the book. All right?
Off the cuff. OTC.
So tired.
It took me a while to work that out. Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
Here we go. I've gone for abbreviations.
Right.
On this one, okay? So bear in mind there is a full stop between each letter.
Okay.
T-I-T. Tit. Tit.
Do we know what it stands for or just...
No.
No.
Okay. No. B-E-N-T.
Bent. Only if you can see it. Not if you're blind.
No. Grot. Grot. G-R-O-T. Grot.
Right.
Tit, bent or grot.
Sounds like some sort of 70s kids TV show.
Yeah, on the BBC.
Welcome to Tit Benton Grot. I don't know, man. That's a tricky one. Tit I think tits, bent. Tits, fake tits. Fake tits.
Fake tits, fake?
Tits, fake, yeah.
Grot is fake.
Grot is fake. That was a good one,
yes!
Man.
Yes! Abbreviations are my thing, man.
Right, pass me the book. I'm going to do one off the cuff right now.
OTC.
OTC. I'm going to do it. OTC, T-I-T, right now. Whose band is called Tit?
What do you think it stands for?
That's not acceptable, is it?
Well, I mean, it's funny because it'd probably be like thrown in trousers or something like epic.
Right.
And then they're like, oh, it's tit. What does POD stand for?
Payable on death.
Ah, that's fair enough. It's fair enough, isn't it?
Is it?
I mean, it is.
You've got to keep going, mate, because I'm looking for stuff in a
payable
book.
Payable on death. I wonder whether... they have never been paid for the single alive because when their family will get it when they die. Funny idea, right?
Right, Joel.
Yes, Ed.
Bullshit mama.
Bullshit mama.
Bullshit mama.
Bullshit mama.
Bullshit mama.
All one word?
No, two words. Bullshit.
How many words?
New word. Two. Mama.
Bullshit
mama.
Okay, carry on.
All right. Bumsnogger. Bumsnogger. Bumsnogger, all one word.
Okay. Yeah, Bumsnogger. Okay, interesting. Interesting. Looking straight in your eyes. Oh, someone's just gone past in a loud car.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
Come on out with it, Ed, before another... Oh, is it...
Buccaneers...
I mean, that's a really loud...
I mean, that is ridiculous, isn't it?
What is that? Is that a tractor, Ed? Have a look. What is it?
Buccaneers balls. Okay. Buccaneers balls. Bullshit mama, Bumsnogger, or Buccaneers balls.
They are three really good ones. Buccaneers balls. It's fake.
I can't believe this. Yeah.
Yes!
This is not my day, guys. This is not my day.
I'm smashing this today. I'm smashing this. You are so much more Darth than me.
You're saying Darth now. You're saying like Darth Vader.
I can't remember what it was.
You're the worst at a language. You really are.
I am Darth than you.
Put some metal on.
Okie dokie. We're going to shut that window.
This is the slowest, noisiest show we have ever done in our lives. It's so... I can't emphasise how warm it is in here, guys, and how warm it is in London. My dick's just a pool.
Your dick's just a pool?
Yeah, it's just melted. It's just a big mush of blood and veins down there. It's just melting off.
Is that what happened?
And sweat. Yeah, my dick... Well, not normally. No, it's like my dick's made of chocolate at the moment.
I really like it when my penis is sweaty because it kind of just like slops against the testicle.
Right, well, let's put a song on because that's really upsetting.
FUBAR!
Really like that song, Ed.
Thanks, mate.
Really liked
it. Tell everyone who it was.
Who was it? It was between the buried and me, Astral Body.
Astral Bodies, yeah.
I like it a lot, mate.
Thanks, mate. Last week I did a brilliant food pun for them, between the berries and meat.
Yeah, pretend so I knew who they were.
I thought I'd play them this week. Very good band. I'm just sort of getting into them, really. A little bit sort of experimental metal, a little bit proggy. If you're into the ocean, they're another good band in that sort of vein.
Oh, what is in the ocean, the actual thing?
If you're into the sea, then get into Between the Berries and Meat. Have a listen to them while you're bobbing. If you're one of those river guys, why don't you just stick to your Black Veil Brides if you like rivers? But if you like the ocean,
if you like the open water.
If you love the open water, you love bobbing around in Mother Nature's boobs.
I like how music, sometimes music, says different things to you when you listen to it.
And what did that one say to you?
Oceans.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes me think of oceans.
Yeah, and what else
makes
you think of?
Clutch makes me think of like walking up a mountain.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And like different things. I've got some more food puns, mate.
That was you being distracted in action, that.
Yeah.
You know, it just makes you think of different things. And then you looked at your phone and went, oh, I've got some more food puns. Just the brain just trundling. Just like your brain is about four different hamster wheels all going at once, and every so often a hamster will just die.
Oh, that's nice.
Let's hear them, food puns. And then I've got some news from around the world.
Really?
Yeah.
I had two guinea pigs when I was a kid.
Right, there it goes. There's another one.
They both died in the same night.
Oh.
In a thunderstorm.
In a thunderstorm? What do you mean in a thunderstorm?
Because they were just outside.
Well, they went out, they had to go out and fix a slate on the barn roof.
They were just really scared, I think.
They were both really scared, so they died.
I assume so.
What do you mean you assume so?
It wasn't like a suicide pact.
You wake up and one had used your toy gun to spear itself through the brain.
They were like both really evil and did it in sort of a Hitler Eva Braun sort of way.
Yeah. We're going to have to shut the window.
We're going to have to shut the window, mate.
This is ridiculous. I can't tell you how fucking... I mean, there goes the mic again. Whoop, down it goes. I can't tell you how hot it is in here, right? FUBAR have built a radio studio inside a fucking oven. And now it's a heat wave and we have to shut the windows or just not do a proper radio show.
Oh, no.
We've done an hour and 20 of basically sounding like we're in the middle of the street or on a roundabout, and now I've got to shut the window, and I've got to do a preview later, and I've got to sweat my ass off.
Oh, mate, it's all right. At least we're not, you know. I feel like we're two guinea pigs in a hut right now in a thunderstorm.
Yeah,
that's what I feel like.
Why don't we just kill each other?
They were called Bubble and Squeak.
Were they?
Yeah.
Oh.
I never told my Russian story.
No, you didn't. So at the moment, put a peg in the puns. Put a peg in the puns. Tell the Russian story.
Papa John's roach.
Awful. Papa John's roach?
Yeah.
Like, is this pizza. Is this you?
Yeah.
Who's done this? Yeah. It sounds like you. Go on.
Papa John's roach.
Yeah.
Slip hot pot.
Slip hot pot. Slip hot pot.
I didn't realise how bad.
What about chip knot?
Chip knot is better.
Yeah, way better, isn't it?
Way better. Slip hot pot.
Slip hot pot. You laughed halfway through saying that because don't thump the table. You're a professional broadcaster.
It was only when I started to say it that I realised how bad it was.
Slip hot pot.
Yeah.
God, imagine doing it slipping on a hot pot.
There's one worse one in here.
Go on.
There's a few worse ones in here.
Right, I want to hear all of them, and then I want to hear a story about some Russians.
Pie and machine head.
Oh, kill yourself. What are you talking about?
Pie and machine head.
That's all right. It's better than slip hot pot. Pie and machine head.
This is probably the worst one.
Go on.
American food head charge.
Oh, so you've just... Americaned food?
American head charge. American,
so why don't you go for a specific can? American can of peas head charge? Oh, that's bad as well.
Worse, mate. Below that is peas OD.
That's better than Americaned food head charge.
This is probably the worst one.
Oh, God. Well, that's a promise after those two.
Seafood KY?
I don't know what that is.
It's in CKY?
I don't know. Was that Bam Margera's band or something? Seafood KY. I mean, that sounds disgusting. That sounds like someone's looped up a prawn and popped it up your ass. Seafood KY.
Seafood KY.
I mean, that is really dreadful, mate.
So I was in Spain, right?
Is this the Russian story?
Yeah.
Right. It's odd that it starts in Spain.
I've never really told anyone this before.
It's like a Carmen San Diego game. Go on.
Right. I was in Spain and... I was in Italy, actually.
Oh, here we go. Globetrotting. Last week, you'd only been to Ilfracombe.
I thought it was Spain, because they have similar temperate-wise.
Yeah. But, and the accent, how would you do the Italian? How do you get into it? Noise would you...
This is funny, actually, when I was in Italy.
Yeah.
When I was trying to talk to Italian people, my girlfriend pointed out that I always do the Italian gesture.
The hand, yeah.
But, like, in stuff that doesn't make... Like, once I was in a restaurant...
That doesn't demand passion.
Doesn't... Yeah. You know, if you're listening on the radio and you're not the producer...
Yeah.
Basically, when you do, you know, the Italian thing where you put your thumb and your finger together,
yeah, and
you
then just sort of flick it, like almost like you're going to flick a bogey.
So, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Oh.
And so people often do it.
I'm a very snotty man.
This is a beautiful fish.
Yeah.
That was what we probably
your
do
with it. Seafood KY
it's
is
a beautiful.
Oh, it stinks, but it's so slippy.
So you start talking like Italian people to try and make them understand you more.
Right. So you thought, I'll add some of the passion, I'll add some of the gestures.
And I went to the restaurant and I was like, do you know where the bathroom is?
I need a pizza so much.
Like doing the hand gesture.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Doesn't work.
Because the hand gesture...
Doesn't look like you're holding a penis.
It looks like it's like a little wanker.
Yeah.
Do you know where the bathroom is? I need to wank it myself so hard.
Do you remember, was it last week when we finished the show and went to the toilet together?
No, it was 2 weeks ago.
It was 2 weeks ago.
And we stood in cubicles next to each other going for a piss. In fact,
this is the exciting thing, right.
We were in two cubicles.
This happened and then we were like, got to talk about that on the show next week.
We were in two cubicles and we started talking about how good our pisses were. Right.
Like,
and
really,
and it was really loud. Like, how's that going, mate? Oh yeah, really good. Having a really nice piss, right? And then we discovered that there was someone in the cubicle in between us.
How did we discover it, Ed?
He farted.
It was so funny. We and Ed were like, so let's do it as if we're in, yeah, right? We're in the right. We're in different cubicles. There's three cubicles in the thing. We assume the other one was completely vacated, yeah, right? So it's like,
how you doing, mate?
Wait, I'll try and make the noise.
Okay. I mean, this is incredible. Joel just tried to make the noise of it. Stop it, because you're going to laugh the liquid out. He's got his mouth full of water and trying to make a piss noise, but dribbling it back into the glass. He missed the glass. Right. Oh, how's that going for you, mate? You're not going to be able to talk if you're doing that.
Oh, yeah, it feels really good.
Yeah. Out of 10, how good's the piss?
Well, 10. 10.
10. Cool, yeah, I'm having a...
Really good piss, mate.
Probably having an 8 or so.
Oh, really great, isn't it? Great show today, mate. Really,
yeah, you too,
this,
mate.
Really enjoying this piss.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go.
But the thing is, we should have been embarrassed... Because we'd been talking about having a piss in public, right? Out loud. But the way he announced himself made him the low-status character. If he just shuffled around, I would have been like, oh, God, I'm so embarrassed. But the fact that he just went... It was like, right, well, that guy just farted as... He butt-announced himself.
As if to say, just like, I don't think these guys realise I'm here.
Yeah. How am I going to let these guys know that I'm here without saying anything out loud? Ah, in swings my anus to help me.
I like it as if, like, it was something we said and he was really shocked.
Yeah.
And he just had to just let out some air.
It was great.
I can't believe it. Unbelievable. Like, I said something really shocking. Just like, oh, can you... Did you hear that Katie Price is now on Food Bar Radio? What?
Right, now Joel.
What?
You know what's happened here?
What have we done?
Right, you've still not told your story about the Russians.
Oh, yeah.
We got trapped in it being in Italy, didn't we? And not Spain. So we talked about you asking where the toilet was in Italian accent. And we've still not done your story about the Russians.
Yeah, okay.
Let's do the story about the Russians. Then we're going to play Meshuggah, right? And then we're going to speak to your mum about Meshuggah. Okay?
Absolutely. Let's do this. This is going to be great. We should actually talk about there's a holiday that I went with my mum. Talk about that. And I remember meeting a girl that I really fancied and I told her I loved her underwater.
Is this the Russian story?
No.
Then we don't want to hear it.
Okay. So basically what happened, right?
Honestly, like a child. Oh, look over there, a balloon! No, Joel, we're not. Oh, funfair ride!
Right now, it's just two grown men laughing at a fart on the radio.
I mean, and that's exactly what it was when it happened. Because that guy wasn't laughing. If he laughed, it would have gone...
Oh, there's nothing funnier than the idea of someone sort of inhaling and then the exhale doing a fart and just uncontrollably.
Oh, I'm storming this toilet.
In like an asthma attack sort of way. Staccato farts. Stickafartos. I don't know how that works.
No, it's weird that you can't pun on that because you're so good at the food ones.
Thanks, mate. Thanks. What happened? I was in Italy. And we're sitting at this bed and breakfast. Only has two bedrooms. It's really nice.
Yeah.
It's really lovely and quaint. And the first three nights we were there, nobody else was there. And it was like a joy.
Yeah.
A joy. We were there by ourselves in the mountains.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. And the guy who was like running the B&B was so nice. And he was just tending to us. Like, and we were really polite. And then some bloody Russians arrived.
Right. So is this a piece of racism you're about to do now?
No. But I like Russians as a general thing, apart from obviously what's happening in the news at the moment.
Yeah.
Probably. And so what I tend to do is add probably on the end just in case I'm wrong.
Yeah.
It's good.
It's good, yeah. Not confident about the news. I like it.
No, it's nice. So basically, they were really rude. And we were kind of like, I can't believe... Like I couldn't even imagine myself being rude to this man. He was so nice,
right.
And his home was so lovely.
Yeah,
and they were just really, just kind of really rude and messy, and like it was just really weird,
disrespectful. Yeah,
yeah. And we were just kind of like a bit like weirded out by them. They were just a bit weird.
Yeah,
a bit strange. They're driven from Russia. That's a long way. First of
all,
yeah,
but
they're
nice
thing.
Holidays.
Nice
fine.
Holiday, Russians.
Yeah,
you know, it's nice.
That is a long way to drive.
It is a long way to drive. Yeah. Felt like they were trying to get away from something. It was the whole family.
And Russia's big.
It's real big.
So unless they came from just the border of Russia,
which
would still be a long drive.
Yeah.
That's a lot of driving through Russia.
Yeah.
And I've been on a train through Russia and it took a long ass time.
Really?
Mm.
And that was a train.
Yeah.
Yeah. They weren't Russian, that's for sure. As in rushing. But they were actually Russian. So at one point we were sat down
for
a meal.
I'm not going to say anything about that. Carry on.
Oh, okay. So we were sat there, and we were eating our meal. Right?
Yeah.
It's very nice.
Yeah.
Enjoying ourselves.
Yeah.
And then we were sort of sat there. They were a bit annoying as usual. And then suddenly something flew from where they were.
Yeah.
Flew this green thing. Flew at me.
Right.
Just flew at me and then hit me.
Right.
And my girlfriend was just looked at me and was like, oh my God. And I was like, did the Russians just throw something at me? And she was like, oh my God. And I was like, how rude is that? The Russians just threw. This is unbelievable. I can't believe how rude they are. They're not even addressing it. The Russians just threw something at me. This is really... My girlfriend was like, no, oh my God, look. And I was like, can't believe the Russians just threw something. Yeah. No, she was like, no, look. And a massive cricket had basically thrown, gone past them from the window, past the Russians, flew straight at me and landed on my T-shirt. It was on my T-shirt. Just on my T-shirt. And I was like, these bloody Russians. So rude, just throwing things at me. And I looked up, it was this massive cricket just looking up at me. I was like,
Did you get a nosebleed?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Flicked it off.
Yeah. Ooh. Oh, lucky cricket.
And then the Russians started taking photos of it.
So that story teaches a lesson, doesn't it?
What?
You shouldn't be so racist and think that the Russians have thrown something at you, because it might be a cricket.
Yeah, so Ukraine, listen to that story.
Yeah.
And
yeah. Why don't you have a look?
Maybe it wasn't the Russians that threw
it at
you.
Maybe it was a big cricket.
Maybe it was an animal?
Bit of politics. Right, song. Let's have Meshuggah. What song is it, Joel?
It's Meshuggah, A Perpetual Black Second.
Yeah, and so...
Brackets, Live in Tokyo.
No.
We've got a Live in Tokyo version.
No, why? Why?
Because it's live. And
but I didn't ask for Live in Tokyo. We can't play a live track.
Why not?
Because that's not what... Oh, for fuck's sake.
Ed.
It's on a really big album. It's on nothing. Let's...
Ed,
absolutely
it.
No. What
live
other songs
in Tokyo
have we got? We're
fine.
Not having Live in Tokyo.
Live in Tokyo is
I bet
nice.
Your mum's found the correct version. I bet your mum's found the fucking correct version. We're not playing a live track on this rock show.
It'd be nice. Everyone would really enjoy it.
It won't be nice.
It'd be nice because at the start you'll have clapping. At the end you'll have clapping. That's the live version, isn't it?
Fine, put it on, but I'm livid.
And people would be like...
Put it on, Joel.
This is the Live in Tokyo version. Just imagine this. Just know that it's in Tokyo, so just imagine it with lots of people from Tokyo watching it. It's got a ramping of 140. Have you got anything to say, Ed?
No, it shouldn't have a ramping of 140 because the song just kicks in.
People enjoying it, though.
I don't care.
FUBAR!
There we go. That was beautiful. Meshuggah.
Right. Meshuggah.
I think my mum's going to not like this.
Right, I don't think she'll like it either, but I've just started listening to them again. I've not listened to them in a while, and I think they're absolutely awesome.
I quite
proper crushing.
It is like proper, like energetic.
Like a machine just run away, just
like, you know, we were talking about like songs that make you think of you are somewhere. That
yeah, what's, where do you think you are when you hear that?
In a mine.
In a mine. Like, what are you mining? Like some sort of future mineral?
Just like just rock. I'm just really like.
Well, it is sort of it does drill into your brain.
Just
that
like,
song.
Dun, 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 yeah. You know.
We had Meshuggah Puffs last week. Was a good pun for Meshuggah. And weirdly, as we played that, pretty much we got a Meshuggah pun.
Oh, really?
In from someone.
Is it just Meshuggah?
It's not Meshuggah, but that would work absolutely fine.
Meshuggah cane, just to make it more specific.
Meshuggah cane. That's good as well, Joel. Look at you. You've got all going on.
Meat
you?
Sugar.
Meat sugar. What's that?
Meat. It's just meat.
Ben
and
Summerfield has said, how about a rational, I'm not, glazed Meshuggah donut?
I like that.
Yeah,
I like that
again. Well.
More specific.
Dave Bird got in contact and suggested Frank Turnover.
Like that a lot.
Do you know who it relates to?
Frank Turner?
Yeah, well done, mate.
Yes! On fire today.
Do we have your mum on the line, Joel?
I don't know whether we do. Have we?
Sorry, can I get your mum's phone number?
Oh, you get my mum's phone number, mate. Bloody heck.
Sorry, that's...
No, you won't. You don't have to write it.
Well, I've got to go...
Sounds very
keep
very
it in.
No, this is
keep
staying in because I've got to go at 5, so we're not spinning
this
it over any
golden,
time.
Golden, Amanda.
This is all in, Amanda. It doesn't matter. Amanda's on the line.
Sorry.
We don't have Joel's mum on the line. Look, this is an absolute disaster. We're supposed to be speaking to Joel's mum.
Now
about
I'm
going
to have
Meshuggah.
To give my mum's number on. Right, I think.
Write it down for Amanda.
He wouldn't mind.
I'll keep going.
I'll just give it to you. I wonder how
Sorry.
Many texts my mum will get.
Don't do that.
No, don't do that.
Is that bad?
Yeah, no, that is bad.
Why?
You can't give your mum's number out
Hi.
On the air. You can't give your mum's number out on the air.
Right.
Write it down for Amanda.
Okay.
Could you?
And then right. We'll get on with the radio show properly. This isn't being edited out, Amanda. Don't walk away from the microphone to cough.
Okay.
You spoiled it already. It doesn't matter if we doesn't matter if we hear you cough.
I don't think I spoiled it.
Look, we've all come in the right mood this morning.
Window open.
Look, it's boiling in here. Otherwise,
we're like two little guinea pigs.
I haven't got a fan.
You haven't got a fan. Fine.
Okay, my mum will be on the line very soon to talk about just sugar.
What else have you got to tell us, Joel? I mean, this is the worst radio show we've ever done.
Oh, here's a story that I forgot to tell you.
Go
I was
on.
Going to tell you the other day.
Go on, mate.
And I forgot, and then I remembered that I forgot to tell you.
Terry Green's tweeted in and said Mallory Chocks instead of Mallory Knox.
Like it a lot.
I don't know who Mallory Knox is. Restaurant consultants tweeted in to say the Peach Boys. Someone else said that earlier.
I said that earlier. Double it up, mate.
Gwyn Davis has tweeted in to say Hamthrax.
Hamthrax?
At the Cordial Devil, otherwise known as David, has tweeted in Led Zeppelin, Buns and Roses. A lot of people have been tweeting Buns and Roses.
Buns and Roses is a classic.
Rolling Scones, Oven Halen.
Do you know the band Carbonized?
Mint Aerosmith. I don't know Carbonized, no.
Do you know, like, there's a band called Carbonized? Carbrown Riced.
Fuck you.
Huh?
I didn't even know the band existed. I think you've invented a band so you could do another brown rice pun.
Do you know the band?
My manager's calling me. My manager's calling me. I think I might take it.
Take it on the radio.
Right, you keep going.
It's got to be on the radio, mate.
Yeah. Hi, James. I'm just recording the rock show for Food Bar Radio. It's all right. No, it's all going in this week.
All right, I'll tell you a story.
Is it anything exciting? Am I in a film? Am I quit Food Bar yet?
My mum's on the line. Should we speak to my mum?
Great. Ace. Alright then.
Right.
That's ideal.
We're going to speak.
Should I give you a little call back afterwards? That's alright. It's alright. Alright, cool. Speak to you in a bit. Bye.
That's the most unprofessional thing that's ever happened in this radio show.
Right. I think I'm going to have to keep doing the show, mate.
Damn it.
It didn't sound like a promising career phone call.
Here's my mum on the line. Hello, mother.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Mrs. Dommett.
Hello, Ed. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Should I call you Mrs. Dommett, or am I at the stage where I can call you Penny yet?
I think you could even call me Mum.
Oh, brilliant. I think my mum might
Whoa,
be a bit...
Mum, wait.
A little distraught if I...
Wait.
No, Penny's fine.
All right, brilliant. Penny.
Does anyone still call you Penelope?
No, my French teacher used to call me Penelope.
Are you still in contact with your French teacher?
No.
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 No. No. What have you been up to, Mum?
What have I been up to? I have been out visiting a beautiful garden that we're busy building in a nearby town.
Oh, that sounds lovely.
Yes, it's very lovely, actually.
Oh, Mum's garden.
If anything, I have to moan a bit because the weather is so hot that it's made the...
ground very hard.
A bit like concrete.
Yeah, very hard.
This is
hard.
The thing, isn't it? Everyone complains when it's bad weather, and as soon as it's good weather, there's downsides to that as well. I just don't think we'll ever be happy.
I'm not complaining.
I mean, it's bad. It's bad for garden. It's also bad for radio.
It's very
We've
bad
really
for radio.
Really realised that today.
It's been a terrible show today.
It's not
Penny.
Been a great show, Penny Dommett.
Oh dear.
It's not been a great show. I think what's mainly missing is that Ed isn't laughing that much, so it's really denting my confidence.
I think it's 'cause I'm just in a bit of a mood. It's very warm, and also that track that we've asked you to listen to, I asked Fubar to get it, and they got a live version for seemingly no reason.
It didn't sound very live.
It's very interesting you should say that, Ed. Oh. And I'm directing this at you, Ed, because I feel it's a lost cause with Joel, really.
Why?
Well, because I feel your rock knowledge is probably a little bit sort of reduced.
Yeah. Well, his knowledge is reduced in general, isn't it?
Yeah. But talking as someone who is a complete novice, I can't say very much, can I?
Well, no, you now own a Gojira song, which I think is more than Joel does.
Well, that could be true. That could be true. But going back to what you originally just said about the live version, I have listened to both.
This is the sort of research.
Nowhere near as good.
The live version's nowhere near as good. There
I
we go.
I think so.
Do you want a job at Fubar? Our producer's livid with me. but that's great. I'm glad you just... We didn't ask you to go and listen to both versions. You've just done the extra research. That's the sort of effort that me and Joel don't put in.
Even more, did you know on YouTube there is Brush Your Teeth to...
To Meshuggah?
Meshuggah, yes.
Is there?
What?
So
yeah.
are like a sort of, you play them with sugar and it's a technique to brush your teeth to them?
Yes. Well, and there is a video of a small child brushing her teeth whilst headbanging to Miss Sugar. Well, and this is true. This is no word of a lie.
Well, we're going to have to check that out. I'd imagine it's quite good because they're quite a sort of mechanical, very heavy band. I guess it's the right sort of rhythms to be brushing the teeth to.
And also, it's good to brush your teeth to songs because it makes you do it for the right length of time.
Apparently so.
You know, because if you were to just do it to like a Nails track, for instance, you'd just brush your teeth for like 41 seconds.
For 41 seconds.
And that would be done. But whereas if you were to brush your teeth to, you know, it's like some sort of long prog rock craziness.
Yeah. How long are you supposed to brush your teeth for? Do you know, Penny?
Well, I think it is. Isn't it something like 3 minutes or something?
Well, I don't know. You've done Joel's got lovely teeth, so you've done a lovely job bringing him up, making sure he brushes
him a lot.
Shout to me.
Yeah.
Really? To make me brush my teeth?
Well, and tell you horrible stories, like your teeth would fall out.
You did used to tell me. This is a thing that my mother did. Very clever. Very clever, Penny Dorrit. What she would do, she would lie.
Right.
Lie all the time, right? It was really good.
Right,
it's quite clever. Like, I remember you'd spout facts. I remember once I wanted to get my ear pierced, right? And you were like, "Doll, don't do that." And I was like, Why? And you were like, Well, 30% of people who get their ears pierced gets infected and they die. So I didn't get my ears pierced.
No, that's good. You got lovely ears. You shouldn't be piercing them.
I did pierce them in the end.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Ruined his face, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Didn't die,
though. Do you remember, Joel, the incident? Because I should explain to you, Ed, that
go on.
Poor Joel, similar to his mother,
say that a lot.
Used to have always terrible trouble getting to sleep.
Oh.
And he really had trouble. And he was slightly sort of overactive brain, I think.
Yeah.
And he would always have terrible trouble. And this was a theme that went through all his young years. And so what I used to do was I used to give him, this is a terrible thing to admit as a mother, I used to give him half a Rennie and tell him it was a sleeping tablet.
And I used to go straight to sleep.
And he actually used to be completely psychosomatic and he used to go to sleep.
Wow, and he never had indigestion as a child either, did he?
Yeah, I wondered why. That was how I could go to Elf Cream and not poo for 10 days.
Yeah.
I was half a
Rennie a night.
Yeah.
That's amazing. I think you'd still fall for that now.
Well, and do you know, actually, now we're talking about Joel not being able to go to sleep.
Yeah.
He used to really worry about this. Apart from worrying about having to use a different toilet, he used to worry about not getting to sleep. And that's why he didn't used to like going on school trips.
Right,
your other phone's ringing, Mum.
Sorry,
the phone's ringing.
I'm just
so popular.
Switch it off.
Okay,
it's that is work.
XFM
actually.
Again. It's XFM calling you again.
That I'm busy.
That's maybe where, that's why I'm so chirpy. Is because like I think I'm on antidepressants, but really it's a Barocca.
There you go. I'm laughing again, Joel.
There we go. Yes.
But going back to the not being able to get to sleep.
Yeah.
I actually have here in front of me. An A4 sheet of paper torn out of a drawing, a writing book, and he must have written it when he was about 7, and it says, "To Mummy, I am very sorry I stayed up late, but I cannot help it. But everyone has trouble getting to sleep sometimes. Love from Joel."
Oh, that's so sweet.
Isn't that just the sweetest thing you've ever heard?
How did I spell trouble, Mum?
Trouble is C-H-R-A-B-L.
What?
C-H-R.
Yeah. C-H-R-A-B-L. Shrubble.
Yeah. Trouble.
Trouble.
It makes sense when you say it.
Trouble. See?
That's an impressive misspelling. You had to go out of your way to deliberately do that as wrong as possible.
I stayed up late is S-D-A-Y-T.
Stayed. It makes sense. Stayed. S-D.
No wonder you like new metal. That's like a new metal misspelling.
Yeah, stained.
Yeah, it's like corn stained. So you listen to Meshuggah.
Have you got any food puns first, Mum?
You got any food puns?
Have you got any food puns?
I have got some food puns.
Yeah.
Let's hear them. We always look forward to yours.
Okay, now, if this doesn't make you laugh, Ed, you have no funny bone.
Oh, okay. That's a lot of pressure.
Okay. Do you want the best one first?
No. Let's build up to
build
it.
Up.
Oh, let's build up, okay.
Yeah.
Napalm Sugar Death.
Good.
Palm sugar.
Right. I'm glad you explained that. I wasn't on that.
Yeah, I like it though. I like what the kind of bands you're death. Going for, man. Yeah.
Okay, next one.
Straight away, napalm death.
Rindbow.
What?
Rindbow.
Who's that?
Rainbow.
So Rindbow?
Yeah.
I like it a lot, Mum.
This is
cheese based.
Definitely from the Dommett School
now.
Of Planning.
Rindbow.
Okay.
This is great.
We're going a bit more cheesy now.
Okay.
Go on.
Gouda Jira.
Great. It's a great one, Mum. It's a great one.
Do you like that one?
Gouda Jira is a really strong one, Mum. Really strong. Okay. I mean, cheese is not in terms of cheese, it's actually quite a sort of
it's quite mild cheese.
Here's a posh one. Motley Krug.
Nice, that's really good.
Motley Krug is great.
Lovely in this weather as well.
Mm. Yeah. I thought you'd like that one. We're nearing the top now.
Okay all right.
Sorry. Papa Roast.
Papa Roast.
Papa Roast. Way better than Joel's attempts, Papa John's Roast earlier. Papa Roast is lovely.
Papa Roast is nice, isn't it? I mean, it sounds lovely. Sounds like a lovely thing on a Sunday.
Yeah, Papa Roast. Okay, and my favourite...
It's actually just having a roast with your dad.
And my favourite...
Okay, oh, ice cream. Sorry, Penny, an ice cream vat. We've got the window. We've got the window shut, but there is an ice cream vat.
Open the window and let it in, Ed. Right. Just let it in. Wait.
Okay, my favourite...
Wait 2 seconds, Mum.
There we go.
Does anyone want an ice cream? Because I could really do with one, Ed. Do you want to go down and get...
Just get the producer to go down and get us an ice cream.
Right, carry on. This is your final one, right, Mum?
Okay, this is my final one.
This is the one you're ending on.
Yeah. Are you ready for this?
You've really built this one up.
This is the one you're ending on.
If you don't say
on.
Anything, then I'll know that it's really terrible.
And,
okay. ready?
Yeah.
Spinal tapas.
That's great.
That's great.
That was a good one, wasn't it?
It's a great one. You nailed it. But all of them were better than Joel's efforts today.
Well, I thought Joel just didn't put in enough homework.
No, he didn't.
No, but you ended on a bang. Unlike my latitude set, as was said by a reviewer, that said, with stories that hang on youthful awkwardness and his lack of typical laddishness, Dommett's tortured lack of hardships bequeath us tales that purposely end with a fizzle rather than a bang.
Who said that?
Such is life, Dommett states. Perhaps that's what the canon is for. Set off a confetti. Giggle beats.
You shouldn't be reading reviews of yourself.
Nah, mate.
It only upsets you, mate.
I only listen to what Ed Gamble says, and he says great things.
You upset your mother now.
Oh, it's fine, Mum. It's fine.
Get on Twitter and defend him.
Yeah.
So you listened to that Meshuggah track. What did you think of it, first of all?
Well, the first thing that hit me, I have to say, was you might not understand this because I bet you don't use records anymore.
I use records, actually.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, do you remember? Well, no, you won't remember, but in my day, when you put records on your turntable thingy, your record player...
I use a record. The only reason I use a record is when I'm having sushi, so it feels like I'm in Yo Sushi.
Oh, right. That's quite funny.
I'll just pop them on there. And
that's
like
lovely. Your mum just went, well, that's quite funny.
Another anyway, great review. So you put your record on your record player.
Yeah.
And after a while, your records used to get a bit scratched.
Mm.
And so they used to sort of stick... And what we used to do was we used to always stamp our feet on the floor, which would make the record jump.
Sure.
Now, when I first listened to this, for the first sort of 30 seconds, I thought, oh, that stuck somewhere. Realised that it was on YouTube and it couldn't possibly be stuck.
Were you jumping up and down?
I was. But it is a little sort of, you know, repetitive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For the first 35, 40 seconds.
Well, it does. It's got a long sort of bed in, really. It's got a long sort of ramp, as they say
and
in the biz.
Interestingly, it's a syncopated rhythm.
Oh.
Because instead of going 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, it's on the offbeat instead.
Yeah, that's kind of how they do things.
Well,
reggae.
And I've decided. Whoever decided heavy metal was a good thing thought it was good to include the children in the class who couldn't sing.
Yeah.
Because basically, this man just shouts it. Mm. There are no changes of notes anywhere.
Very intense, isn't it?
And it just means that anybody can join in with a song.
Well, that's kind of, you know, metal's about sort of, to an extent, being an outsider and not being normal.
Like, everyone can shout, you know?
Exactly.
Not to that and level of intensity, I don't think.
It's shouting in rhythm, though, isn't it?
Yeah. So he's got
it's
some rhythm.
It's not shouting tonefully, it's shouting in rhythm.
It's good, Mum.
That was a genuinely good deconstruction of my sugar.
See? Even I can do that.
It's true, Mum. I mean, you don't get very angry very often, do you?
It does take a lot to get me cross, but when I do, stand back.
Crikey.
There'll be a trowel flying in your direction.
Have I been really, really, really cross with you ever?
I remember once when I was driving me to school, and my brother was waiting on the end of the drive for the school bus, and we were went to pick someone up and then went past the drive. My brother was waiting there, and when we drove past my brother, I put two V's up at him, right, and then carried on driving, and you got really angry.
Really?
Because you were like, "Jump! No! That is not acceptable! No two V's!"
Just the one.
I think the answer, that could have been because it was early in the morning. You know me, early in the morning, I just don't do mornings. So it could have just been that I hadn't had a cup of coffee.
Yeah, I remember you got angry at me with the two V's. That's all I can remember you getting angry at me. Do you ever remember?
Can I just say, what a lovely family who can only remember one occasion where there was a true moment of anger.
Oh, that was the two V's. It wasn't not even a proper swear word.
Well, I think it's what, Ed, have you got brothers or sisters?
I've got a half brother and a half sister.
Right.
Which means that we don't really argue because we don't see each other enough to either get to that point of argument, and we don't want to.
It's quite interesting because Joel and his brother, I have never, ever had to separate them from a fisticuff fight.
And Joel, is that because you don't fight, or is that because you just wait till your mum's out of the room?
Yeah, I remember he's just annoy me more than anything. I just get really annoyed. I remember when I was 10 saying to my... I remember as clear as day just going, "Oh, 10 years I've endured this! 10 years! So the word endured when I was 10.
Your vocabulary was much broader than it is now.
Yeah.
I taught Joel the word dearth today. And he's been using it. Yeah, a dearth of something. If there's a dearth.
Oh, a dearth. Yeah. Good word.
Yeah, he's been using it in every sentence, regardless of context.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was wondering whether anybody had picked up the word reiteration in Perpetual Black thing.
No, really. I didn't pick up many words in there, actually.
No, it's quite hard, isn't it? But do I take from this the Hagstrom, Morton, Huck, Thomas, the fact that they're not English?
They are Swedish.
And there you go.
I mean, that's why they need to reiterate it, because you can't hear it the first time.
Reiteration!
That's exactly it. See, now, you didn't have to do that in any sort of, note formation. You could just shout it.
Yeah.
Do you think you'd... If Meshuga called up and said... Oh, I did come. I'm just going to try and do my Swedish.
Hello, Penny Dormit.
Great one.
Hello, Penny Dormit. We'd like you to come and sing in Meshuga. Can you give us a quick shout down the phone to show you can do it?
Right. I would say yes.
Okay, let's hear it.
I would say... I'm not very good at shouting. As Joel told you, I don't shout very often.
No, but we still like to hear shouting. Maybe just one growl or shout, so to see
I
if you
go,
could be...
Trap you.
You've got the job.
That was the best thing I've ever heard, Mum. You're incredible.
So out of five guitars, what are we giving Meshuggah?
I've just thought of another one. Meshuggah Mice.
Meshuggah Mice!
Meshuggah Mice
That's
is
brilliant.
Great.
Yeah.
Perfect, you see. Perfect.
Good work, Mum.
I think I would probably only give them two.
Two
guitars. Gojira's still your favourite.
Very much, yeah.
Yeah, very much so. Crikey. Well, thanks very much for being on the show, Mum.
Thanks for being on the show. We're going to Edinburgh, we're not doing the show in Edinburgh, so it'll be a while until we speak to you again.
Well, perhaps I'll get to meet you in Edinburgh, Ed.
You will, absolutely.
Come and see his show. It's an absolute stormer.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
Joel's assuming it is. It's terrible. Come and see it.
That would be lovely to meet you.
Come and see mine. It fizzles out.
See you in Edinburgh, Penny.
Okay, later,
Mum.
Bye.
It's Penny Dommett there, and
with our new section, Penny for your thoughts.
We named it, didn't we?
Yeah,
we've had lots of things. Yeah. Penny for your thoughts.
It's rapidly becoming my favourite section on this show. I never thought I'd be pretending to be a member of Meshuggah auditioning your mum over the phone.
We had lots of new suggestions for names of the feature, didn't we?
Did we? Yeah.
We had lots of ones. There was Penny.
Now let's just remind everyone that the only one you came up with was "Rock Inside My Mum."
Okay.
You came up with it.
I mean, it was off the hoof. Is that the phrase?
Nope. Your mum is utterly delightful.
Penny gets her rocks off.
Yeah, that's good.
That was some of Eric Levitt. How about Penny Rock for the feature?
Penny Rock.
Penny Rock.
Is that a thing, Penny Rock?
I don't really know.
I think Penny for Your Thoughts is...
Penny for Your Thoughts is great.
Yeah.
I don't think we're going to get better than that, if I'm honest.
No.
But I've got some other... Oh, did I tell you that Tesco's texted us, or tweeted us last
Did they?
Time? Tesco's.
Why?
They with the game.
With the game?
Right, Tesco's. They have nearly 200,000...
Stop saying Tesco's.
They have nearly...
Evil place.
200,000 followers. Yeah. They tweeted us. Right, I was like, oh, the rock game thing.
Yeah.
They tweeted us, we're up for a game. We'll start with Manic Street Peaches.
Right.
That's from Tesco's.
That's because they're trying to, on social media, evil corporations try and seem fun. Like they've got a fun side.
Oh, really?
And it's just one loser they've got sat in a little room.
It would have been really fun if they actually managed to get a horse in. It would have been really sort of meta.
Yeah, definitely.
That would have been very good. Bread Zeppelin was a great one.
Was that from Tesco?
That was from Jay Cowell.
Yeah.
Bell Peppers and Sebastian.
Fucking hell. I mean, it's not appropriate for the rock show, but that is contrived to the point of nosebleed. That's amazing. Bell Peppers and Sebastian. TN. And a TN is a way of shaping food, isn't it? I'm so posh. But let's put a song on, Joel. Let's shake it out. That was a brilliant... Your mum's brilliant again.
Thanks, mate.
What are we going to have?
She outshines us, doesn't she?
She really does. Let's have one of your tracks.
Let's have one of my tracks. Basically, I've used up all my new stuff. So I've just got old school new metal stuff now.
Yeah.
This is left. So this is Audio Vent. Do you know Audio Vent?
I remember the name. I'd probably never listened to them.
It was one of those bands where it was in the tail end of new metal where every band was like, oh yeah, it's like the second cousin of like the guy who's in Korn. I think this guy was like a cousin of Hoobastank or like Incubus or something.
Fieldy's second cousin who he fingered behind a bus.
Here we go. This is Audio Vent. There we go. Just some old school. I mean, that's old school for me. 2001.
Yeah, well, that's old school for you. That's fine. I've decided I'm going to be more positive in the last hour, mate.
Yes, come on, Ed.
We're going to pull it back. I'm going to be positive.
You're going to pull you out of that little ditch that you've been hanging out in?
I've been hanging out in a ditch. It's before Edinburgh. I stressed out so much. Last week, I had my full breakdown day. I smashed a lampshade on the kitchen floor.
On purpose. Like angry.
It came away in my hands when I was trying to put a new bulb in.
It came away.
And I couldn't get it back on for like 15 minutes. I pulled three muscles in my arm. I've talked about this on the Peacock and Gamble show already. Calmly walked into the kitchen because the floor was harder, lifted it above my head and smashed it to smithereens on the floor. And in one movement, swept it all up, put it in the bin, put the bin bag outside. Calmly, just like a psychopath, just cold eyes.
Oh my God.
It was awful, mate. Absolutely awful. But I feel like I'm back on track now.
Yeah.
Until I get to, I reckon, first week of Edinburgh, I'm going to have another full breakdown.
You're all right, mate. You got me.
Are you going to be looking out for me in Edinburgh?
I'm going to be looking out for you, mate.
We got to go for coffees and stuff.
I'd really enjoy
mate.
That.
Yeah. I need to set up, because it was Jimmy McGee last year. I went for coffees with him like every 3 days. We just sit there and drink coffees, right? And Alfie Brown. But he's not going to be there. So I feel
me
like...
Me and Alfie Brown.
Yeah, you and Alfie
Steve,
Brown.
And Steve, who was on the show last week.
Yeah.
He can bloody come along. He's in Edinburgh.
Thank you, Amanda, for my coffee.
Thanks very much, Amanda, for the coffee.
I've got some actual news, international news, metal-based news from around the world. The Indonesian presidential race is over, Joel. I know we've all been on tenterhooks.
I have really have.
We've all been waiting to see who's going to win.
Tenterhooks. My friend.
Right. Now, you know what's happening here.
My friend at school, more of a friend of a friend,
right.
He blinded himself for life with his right eye, blinded himself.
Not a nice story.
When he went camping.
Yeah.
And you know when you go camping, you have those tent pegs that you put in the ground.
Hold your tent down.
Yeah, with the little sort of slight hook on the other eye.
Yeah.
This is a fun thing that we all do.
I mean, I hate this story already.
Pop on your finger.
Right.
And you spin it around. It's really fun, isn't it?
Oh, my God.
You spin it around. You're like, well, it's so much fun spinning this around. Gravity is the best. And he did that, and it flicked off his finger and went straight into his eye.
Oh, no!
Blind, mate.
So now, can't be gay now, can he?
Can't be gay.
can't be gay. Thank you, Amanda, for our
Thanks
water.
Thanks very much for our water.
I feel like I've been negative about the station today, and I just want to let everyone know that I'm not including Amanda because she works very hard and she's a great producer.
Really lovely lady. Good hustle.
Unless it was she was responsible for getting that live track, in which case I want her fired now.
Oh, there we go. Really loud motorbike going past.
Yeah, even though the window's shut, we're just pop a motorbike. But
that was Amanda
anyway.
Lever.
So... oh, but bye. Just going to get them one more water. And then I'm going to get on my motorbike and I'm going to drive away. Now, Joel, why were you telling me about your friend who speared himself in the eye with a 10-peg?
You said something about a 10-peg, didn't you?
No, I'm talking about the presidential race in Indonesia.
No. You said tenterhooks.
I can't believe that that's all it takes. Tenterhooks. Right.
Where is that? What is that phrase?
The new Indonesian president is Joko Widodo.
Lad.
And he is a metalhead. Publicly a metalhead. His favourite bands are Metallica, Megadeth, Napalm Death. That's pretty awesome, isn't
it? That's great.
He wears like t-shirts and stuff, and he's the new president.
Oh my God.
His rival is appealing it. Subianto is appealing it. But as of now, he is the new president. Yeah, Metallica, Megadeth, Lamb of God and Napalm Death.
Is he appealing the fact that he's a metal fan, or is he appealing the sort of the leadership?
Yeah, he's going, well, I know he's the president, but I really think he should change his musical taste. Yeah. Widodo has been quoted as saying, rock music gives me motivation, gives me spirit about the environment, about corruption and about justice. The beat of the drum, boom, boom, gives me spirit.
Yes!
Now that's a fucking politician, isn't it?
Oh, clearly a fan of Blackstone Cherry. Blame it on the boom boom.
Yeah. Blame it on the boom boom. It gives me boom boom. That's awesome. I think that's awesome. I just think our politicians should show a little bit more of that side.
Yeah.
I'd trust them more if they were.
True, actually. You really would, wouldn't you?
Because it's things like Michael Gove doing that rap and all. It's just embarrassing.
Like, you know when Tony Blair was like, things will only get better.
Yeah, is it D-Ream?
D-Ream, when he came out to that. I would trust, you know, David Cameron Moore if he just came out to, like, you know, proper. It's like, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome leader of the Conservative Party, David Cameron.
And he came out in a Pig Destroyer t-shirt with no trousers or pants on.
Imagine this, right, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Conservative Party conference. We now have the final of the concert. I've never been to a performance.
The final!
I don't know what goes down with these things. We now have the moment you've all been waiting for. The leader of the party, the legend that is David Cameron.
Crazy legs.
Yeah. Well done, David. David, he mimes along. Political.
Oh, God, I'm so sorry.
Oh, God.
Turn the music off.
I'm so sorry,
everyone.
That was the wrong track. I cannot believe.
I do not stand by what that gentleman just said. I'm very much behind the coming to your house and fucker in the mouth. But the N-word is simply not acceptable. I do apologise. I mean, that is absolutely amazing.
Imagine that.
That should be a new section of this show. Tracks for politicians to come out to. What song was that?
That was Head PE, Crazy Legs.
Crazy Legs, yeah. I mean, could we play the whole thing? Can we start that again?
Because I wanted. Were you enjoying that?
I was quite enjoying
it. Are you allowed to say the N-word in a song?
It's uncensored radio.
Is that allowed? That's fine, isn't it? I mean, he's saying it like it's fine.
He is a black man, right? Yeah, so...
Yes, he is. Yeah. Yes, he is.
I mean, Head PE, Head Planet Earth.
Yeah. Yeah,
of course it's acceptable.
I saw them.
As soon as you start saying to black singers, you're not allowed to say that,
that becomes weird, doesn't it? Yeah. He's a very tall black guy.
Oh, as long as he's tall. the thing is, if he was below 5.5 foot, I would have to censor what he says.
Not allowed.
You come to me every time you want to say a new word, young man.
He's a very tall black guy with long dreadlocks, lots of piercings in his face, and blind and gay.
Proves you wrong.
Prove you wrong. Yeah. They supported Papa Roach in Birmingham, went to see them, and
You went all the way to Birmingham?
Went all the way to Birmingham, yeah, to see Papa Roast. And I saw him and he signed me a head PE, signed a head PE bar, beer mat.
Have you still got that beer mat?
I had it for a really long time.
So the answer to my question?
No.
Yep.
I once I went down to my local cricket club. Great start to a
Thornbury
story.
Cricket Pavilion.
Went down there.
Where you did the gig with Psoriasis.
To play with my friend Will Tyler, football.
All right, good. I'm going to say football because at the moment it was just play with
just
him.
Just to play with
just
him.
Just get in your tent, flop his little knob around for
you
a bit.
You have to do it in a tent. It's not gay in a tent, all right?
Yeah, and if you've got your eyes closed.
All right. And so I went down with him and we were playing football. And then there was a famous cricketer called Willie something. And
this sounds like it's going down that road again. Do you want to come and meet the famous cricketer, Willie? He lives in my trousers. Ignore the big red balls.
Oh, massive wicket. So.
Oh, you've knocked my bails off.
That is such a good phrase.
Well, there's grass on the wicket.
Hey,
let's play cricket.
Oh, that's great. I think if I was to go to Lords,
yeah,
and try and pull,
yeah,
that would be what I'd bring out of the bag. I'd just go up to a lady to be like, "Do you want to come back and I'll? Do you want to knock my bails off?"
Yeah, unless she's got her pads on.
I mean, this is great stuff. Knock it for sex. You're on fire, mate.
Oh, hit it out for four.
I mean, keep them coming because this is great. This has been the highlight so far, I think.
Cox.
Okie doke. So there we go.
That's rowing. That's rowing.
What's that?
Cox rowing. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, it's rowing. Yeah, yeah. Mm. So we I got him. We were like, oh, let's get him to sign a football. We were like, got to get him to sign something.
Who was this?
His name was Jack Russell.
No, it fucking wasn't.
It was Jack Russell. His name was Jack Russell because he's a famous cricketer.
And he's famous for that
and
name.
He's famous
for that
name
because
it's like a dog.
Yeah.
Dog could have been named after him. Not sure. But
I am. Definitely wasn't.
Did it, right?
Yeah.
And we were like, oh, can you sign? Because he used to paint pictures of cricket pavilions. That was his thing. That was his bag.
What, the cricketer?
Yeah, yeah.
That is a sad life.
He's a really good painter as well.
Right.
And so,
but if you're a really good painter, maybe go outside your remit. Don't go, I'm going to paint cricket pavilions.
Yeah, but do what you know, you know. Go with what you know. There's no point in him going to do football stadiums. Too many seats. Really annoying. Annoying to paint.
Yeah.
Really annoying to paint. And then so we were like, oh, get him to sign the football. So we got him to sign our football. And he was like, thanks for it. Oh, thank you. Nice to meet you.
He signed your football?
He signed our football.
How did he compute that? He can only paint cricket pavilions. Sorry, lads, have you got a cricket ball for me to sign? Or a pavilion? Do you own this pavilion? I'll sign the pavilion. I'll sign your balls.
What I'll do is I will paint you a cricket ball and then I'll sign the cricket ball.
I'll paint this football here. I will paint to look like a cricket ball. Then I will sign it. Or I will... Let's put your testicles in the sun until they are bright red. Then I will stretch the skin and I will sign it with this Sharpie.
I agree, right?
Right.
And then he signed the football and then we just got there. So he signed the football and then we just played football right next to him. And then it clearly rubbed off the signature. It was so pointless.
That's amazing. What, like in front of him? You're
in
like, I'll sign that, mate.
We were like, oh, thanks very much, and thank you. And then just played football.
That's fucking incredible.
We just like playing football.
That's like getting
off.
A CD signed by a band and then immediately just putting it on in the car.
Yeah,
just couldn't give a fuck.
We just played football. Football was more important.
Poor Jack Russell.
And so,
I bet his next painting of a cricket pavilion was very sad. Oh dear. Let's put on that. Can we start that head PE track again? Because
we can, mate. We absolutely can.
Let's do it. I was quite enjoying that.
Really,
it's a bit of rap rock. Lovely stuff.
I really enjoy. I've been playing this album a lot in my car recently. It's really good.
Let's hear it.
Crazy Legs. I just point out, I know all the words of this song.
Do you sing all of them out loud?
I just need to, I block out a few of them. Just a few.
Don't say it.
Knock to your mouth. Fucker in the mouth and a mouth. What? These types of dicks happen all the time. I'm trying to get yours, but I'm a kill for mine.
No, Joy, turn it. Put the track on. Turn our mics off.
What?
Joel.
Did we not join that?
Right, turn our mics off and start the track again. I don't want a gentleman saying the N-word with you going over the top of it.
Didn't say it.
Just put the song on. He's well within his rights to say it.
He is, because he's tall. Wow, that took me by surprise, Ed.
Come on, we're entering the last 40 minutes of the show. The energy's up.
Yeah!
Fubar!
You know what? It's going to continue this energetic rise. Simon Fielder's on the phone.
Fuck off, what?
Here's Simon Fielder.
Hello, you pricks.
Oh, mate, we've been really energetic there, and you just brought it right down.
Ruined it.
How are you doing, you little tinker?
I'm very well, thanks.
What are you up to right now? Just, what are you wearing?
Just my mankini.
Nice.
Tell truth, Simon.
Yep. Bow tie.
All right, no mankini.
And that's so that you're naked. You got cock and balls out?
No.
Take us through the ensemble, Simon.
You seem embarrassed about what you're wearing. Why are you embarrassed?
Got some socks on, got a pair of shorts on and a t-shirt.
Nice.
What does the t-shirt say?
It says KRZBRG in the style of the Run DMC logo, but denoting the borough of Kreuzberg in Berlin.
That is the most hipster t-shirt of all time. Yeah. Fucking hell.
Well done, Simon Fielder.
Well done.
Well done. That's a field of dreams. So, Simon Fielder, we just played Crazy Legs by Head PE. I thought I'd call you because we both have talked about this song many a time. Both know the words.
Endlessly. Yeah.
Both know the words.
It's very difficult because I'm in a coffee shop right now, so I can't shout.
Go on, do it.
I come into your house and take your daughter for a ride at like full volume.
You do it.
The children around.
Dealing with the microphone crusher. I'm just fold under pressure.
Well, Joel tried to sing along for a bit and got about 30 seconds.
Album.
30 seconds in before we had to turn our microphones off because we got to the sticky issue of the N-word.
Could I replace it with cracker? Could I do that?
Very strong.
Is that what
you
I would do?
You could replace it with ninja. Ninja's
a great one.
Yeah. Ninja.
Yeah. Replace it with Nathaniel, just a name.
Yeah, that's also for Nigel.
Nigel. I mean, that's better, isn't it?
I just feel like if you're starting to replace it with words, I think it's about intent, isn't it? So if you're starting to replace it with words, those words still have the same intent, if you know what you're meaning. So I just don't like the idea of gangs of racist youths roaming around going, oh, someone punched that ninja.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
But I don't like the idea of having to explain why I'm shouting racial epithets out of my car window.
But also, you know, like if you were to replace it with, you know, say Nigel, when people are actually annoyed with a man called Nigel, it would be very confusing. You know,
well, that is
like,
also true. Yeah.
Nigel, please. Nigel, please.
I once, tell me if this is acceptable.
What's up, Nigel?
I may have told this story on the radio before. I once went to a theme park in Durham called Diggerland, which which you get to drive diggers around. They have games where you drive. It's pretty awesome.
Mm.
And in the guest book, I signed the guest book and wrote, "What's up, my diggers?"
Very strong.
Is that acceptable?
Very strong. Well, I mean, I think we could debate it till the end of time.
A weird debate to finish the world on, wouldn't it, if we're just nearing the apocalypse?
It would be tricky, wouldn't it? It's very tricky.
And I'm still going, I'm talking about diggers, guys!
And then finally, it was just like, guys, okay, so we've come to the conclusion that digger is not allowed.
Exactly. Done. Anything that sounds a bit like it can cause problems.
Yeah, I mean, really does, doesn't it?
I watched a YouTube video the other day where a guy, like at one of those awful, tedious YouTube prank videos where he walked around a sort of sketchy urban neighbourhood.
I saw this as well.
Neighbour instead.
Oh, maybe I didn't see this.
It's just like saying, hey, what's up, my neighbour? And people got very, very angry with him very quickly because they just assumed he was being rude to them.
Yeah, well, what's he expecting?
A subsection of YouTube devoted to white people going into the hood to try and get punched in the face.
Yeah, baiting. The one I watched where they were taking people's phones out of their hands to check the time.
Absolutely incredible.
And then going, oh, they punched me. It's like, well, yeah, of course they did. Yeah. You're going into a really dangerous area.
Yeah.
Where they're on the lookout for their lives all day, right?
Yeah.
And then stealing stuff off them. What the fuck do you think's going to happen?
Idiots.
Yeah. Idiots, mate.
And what have you been up to? What have you been up to since we last spoke to you, Simon? Any gigs? Anything to report from the live music scene?
Do you know what? I haven't been to any live music shows. It's like we're all in, as you know, that horrible sort of
Edinburgh preview period. Yeah,
so everyone's a bit up to their eyeballs. Just been doing previews, really.
And how have the previews been going?
Previews are going all right. Yeah, I think we're getting there. A couple more left, and then Edinburgh next week.
Don't say
that.
Yeah,
Room Buddy.
Yeah, Room Buddy.
Are you guys living together?
No, oh. Room Buddy actually performing in. Simon is the show before me.
Oh.
No pressure, mate.
The baton.
No pressure.
That's
if you overrun trip. On that first night, you are going to see the most stressed man of all time.
The fury of Ed Gamble.
Like, genuinely, like, red-faced, sweating, angry.
I'd really like that. I've got a lot of bellends in my venue.
Right. Well, we're going to have to find out who they are.
I hope we can still all be friends at the end.
There's some really nice people in my venue too. So, you know, if you listen to this, decide who you are.
I want you to plug your show. I want you to say, let's do this like a proper bit of press.
Yes.
Like, worth you actually phoning in rather than us just phoning you to fill time. All right.
Yeah,
so
good time though, guys.
It is always great time. Simon, you're going up to the Edinburgh Festival this year.
Yes, that's absolutely right, Edward.
With your show, Simon Fielder.
Fielder Dreams.
My show is called Simon Fielder.
Fieldy's Dreams.
All the things I'm not.
All the things I'm not.
And it's on at the Pleasant Courtyard in the venue called This. And it's at 8:30 every single day of the Edinburgh Fringe, bracket, not 11.
Are you not doing the 11th?
No, are you not either?
No, I'm doing the 11th, mate. I'm doing every day.
I'm going to sweep up the sales from your bad boys not being doing it.
My day off is I don't do the bank holiday Monday at the end.
Oh, right. No, me neither. No point in doing it, mate.
That's interesting.
Done it a few years.
Yeah, makes more sense.
Doesn't make any sense. There's nobody there.
So just go straight through.
Makes sense.
There's so many things that you could have called your show.
I thought I'd save the puns for another year.
Should we go through some? Yeah.
But then I'm in the same situation where my name lends itself to a pun.
Yeah.
But I've not done a pun because it's too...
Exactly.
I think Gamble Responsibly would be great.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, that's quite good.
That is good, actually.
Gamble Responsibly is nice because then it's also like, this is my Ed Gamble and I'm responsibly
taking
doing
a pun.
Things. It's nice. Yeah. I like that. So think about that next year.
Yeah.
Simon Fielder.
Equally strong. Well done. You've really pulled that out of the bag there, Joel. Solid.
Simon Fielder.
Simon Fielder.
We've been doing a lot of food band puns.
I see.
And one of Joel's was Black Veal Brides.
That's actually very strong.
Thanks, mate.
Can you come up with any off the top of your head?
Oh, good Lord. I'm sure...
Don't worry.
Nope.
Have you got any more titles for... Simon Joel?
Simon Field.
Field of Dreams.
Field of Dreams. Field
of
Dreams.
Field of Cold.
Yeah.
Simon
Field of Cold.
Field of Heat.
Field of Heat. That's right.
Field of Power.
I'm sorry. Simon Fielder, Field of Heat.
Simon Fielder Dick.
Nope. Yeah. Offensive.
I'm doing that at a different fringe.
Yeah. tell us what the show's about, Simon.
Simon Fielder Length.
Okay, I'd love to, Ed. Edward, how would you describe your style of comedy?
I'm going to do all the... I'm now going to ask you all the terrible questions that you get from, like, all these student publications, right?
Just like Google Beats. What fucking idiots.
What's your show about, Simon?
It's about an hour.
Great.
It better be. It better fucking be,
better
mate.
Be.
Hopefully it'll be under an hour.
Yeah, it better be under an hour. If you come in at 45, I'll be happy.
Oh, there's no chance of that, mate, unless I forget 15 minutes.
What sort of style of humour do you do?
I do mostly racial-based stuff, and I do some music hall stuff.
Musical race-based stuff.
Do you open with a head PE song?
No, music hall. Music
a music hall.
Hall. Like from the 20s and 30s.
Ah, okay, so it's in context.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's acceptable because it's about the past.
It's absolutely fine.
Good, I'm glad to hear it. I'm really looking forward to hanging out with you for the month, mate, because we'll see each other every day.
We're going to have a bloody, we're going to have a dreamy old time, aren't we, I hope.
We are. I get to see what you're wearing every day.
Yeah.
Or do you have a specific costume?
Making fun of it.
Yeah, I'm going to make so much fun of it, mate.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Do you have a specific costume for your show?
I'm keeping it pretty simple, actually. I'm just going a jeans. Thus far, I've been wearing just a plain white T-shirt, but they're going to run out pretty quickly, I reckon.
So. Yeah. You could wash them.
White T-shirt, black jeans. Kind of what I'm going for.
Cool. Bow tie. Yeah. Nice.
Okay.
Yeah, so what song do you want us to play now? What song do you want us to play now, Simon?
You just play anything.
Yeah, anything you want out of these four choices.
Out of these three that you've got left. Okay, give me the option.
We've got Behemoth. We've got Static X.
Oh, God.
We've got Blackstone Cherry.
Yeah.
We've got Black Crown Initiate.
Okay.
And Black Cobra.
A lot of racial stuff today, isn't
it? We've got three bands that start with black.
We really do.
Are you fulfilling some sort of criteria?
I don't know what... I mean, I know that I picked Black Cobra and Black Crown Initiate. Because we got an email through from Amanda last night saying, you still haven't sent us the song choices. So I panicked and my iPod was on B.
Then I said Blackstone Cherry.
Yeah.
I mean, Static X.
You just need Black Veil Brides in there, and you'll be all set.
Yeah. We will never play that on this show.
Maybe we do have Black Veil Brides actually, so maybe we could pop that back.
Let's have Blackstone Cherry, Joel, because we're going to have to play Behemoth.
Yeah, I would prefer Blackstone Cherry. That's a nice in between, isn't it?
Thank you so much for speaking to us, Simon Fielder. Your show, All the Things I'm Not, is 8:30 every night, starting on the 30th of July, right through to the 25th of August.
Correct.
Simon Feel My Dirk.
Wow.
About that?
Right, perfect. I'll see you up in Edinburgh, mate.
Love you guys. Can't wait to see you.
Love you. Bye.
What about?
Bye.
Simon, I'm hungry. No?
Goodbye.
Bye, mate.
Okie doke. This is Static X.
No. Blackstone Cherry.
Okay. All right, mate. All right. I didn't hear what you were talking about because I was trying to think of Simon, I'm hungry.
Right, come on, mate.
Blackstone Cherry, that's a good food one, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Don't even need to do anything with it.
You could say Black Scone Cherry.
Yes.
Or Big Mac Stone Cherry.
Yeah. It's all great.
Put the fucking song on, Joel. Put the fucking song on, mate. I'm serious. Nice.
Simon, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you.
I've got £4 here in change. I'm going to throw this at you. Put the song on.
Make it rain, Ed.
Make it hail, that's what they should say.
Yeah.
I'm making it hail.
Right, here we go. It's Blackstone.
No, here we go. We don't need a here we go and to say the song again. Just put it on.
Why?
Put it on, mate.
Me and Mary Jane got a thing going on.
Whoa, Simon, wait.
Simon, turn Simon off. Right? But this is so frustrating. You're putting my blood sugar up.
I'll just start singing all the...
Ed's going to die.
Honestly, you're reducing the lifespan of my kidneys now. You're stressing me out. My blood sugar's going to go above 10. This isn't good.
Well, I think we're going to fall out on day 3 of the festival, Ed.
You better not fucking overrun. Put on Blackstone Cherry, you cunt.
I'm going to be playing Blackstone Cherry every day when you come in.
See you later, Simon.
Bye.
Just me brushing my teeth there with my electric toothbrush at the end.
Blackstone Cherry, White Trash Millionaire. It's a good song.
I'm sorry there's so much black in the
I beg
order.
Your pardon, Joel Dommett.
In the running order. I love that there's...
Yeah, them. Blackstone Cherry, Black Crowd Initiate. Who else?
Black Cobra.
Yeah, we've got a lot of black... we've got a lot of black somethings.
And Behemoth, which of course...
Is another B.
It's another B in Italian. That means...
Black Moth.
Moth,
who are another band that I nearly put in today. Genuinely, Black Moth are a band.
Really?
band from Leeds. They're fucking awesome.
Oh.
Great. Well, Joel Dommett, we are entering the last 25 minutes of this here radio show.
Exciting.
Which I almost don't want it to end because that means that it's Edinburgh really soon.
I feel like this radio show improved a lot when we closed the window.
Do you think? Sound-wise, definitely. Do you think content-wise?
Content-wise, for me personally, I'm really sorry. I felt during the first maybe couple of hours.
Yeah.
Irish.
Yeah.
that I was sort of just, I just get distracted by noises.
Yeah, no, I wasn't on good form either, mate.
I feel like,
I mean, this is exceptional radio. I don't know anyone else who would apologise for the first 2 hours of a radio show in the final hour. You know what I think the turning point was?
What?
And this is the only time this has ever been said in a nice complimentary way. Your mum.
You know what? Your mum. Oh, thanks very much. Thank you so much.
What a lovely thing to say.
Oh, really great.
Yeah, she's great, and she really brought some energy to the show. Cy Fielder was good as well.
He was great, wasn't he?
We need more guests, really. I think when we come back from Edinburgh, come back afresh, we're going to book more guests. I want to speak to people from some independent festivals. I want to speak to people from Heavy Fest, which is happening while we're away.
Yeah.
We can speak to them, see how it went. Temples, I want to speak to someone from Damnation Fest in Leeds. Yeah. I want to speak to all these people. I want to speak to people from record labels. I want to speak to new, young, exciting, vibrant bands.
Yeah. We'll be really credible, and then we'll ruin it by playing Static X.
Yeah, exactly. We'll go, well, that sounds really interesting that you're doing a prog shoegaze black metal festival. Here's Mudvayne.
Where is Mudvayne? Where did Mudvayne go?
Joel's asked for Mudvayne on the playlist, and it's not been put on.
Mudvayne is not there, guys!
I quit, FUBAR.
They didn't put it on because it hasn't got black at the beginning.
Yeah. Imagine if we quit FUBAR over Mudvayne. Any story you have to tell that involves the word Mudvayne is not a good anecdote. Someone says, why did you leave FUBAR? You go, they didn't get my Mudvayne track in time.
Oh, so angry.
They didn't get Dig. Is that what you picked?
Didn't know. It was Not Falling, which is from the...
Is it an album track?
It was...
Is it a deep cut?
It was a B-side.
A Mudvayne B-side. It's for all the really hardcore Mudvayne fans out there.
Exactly. Vayners, as we call them.
Yeah. They must call them Vayners, mustn't they?
Something. Or like Muddies. That's worse, isn't it?
Right. Here's an experiment. I really need to fart.
See whether... Oh,
right. Now I've got a fan blowing down here. I just and then the window is shut. Joel, are you alright? Explain your thought process because you're not near the mic.
I didn't feel like we picked it up because you were talking over it.
Yeah, well, I didn't want people to hear it necessarily.
I wanted people to hear it. I wanted to put the microphone down to it.
My farts are. If people don't know this, I've just filmed a TV show called
Is blowing it this way.
Called Almost Royal. I went around the States pretending to be a member of the royal family, right? And I farted during a thing with a shaman.
Shame on you.
I'm trying to do a showbiz story, mate, and you're ruining it with...
Okay, carry on.
And he went mental. He got really annoyed. He called
it out. Did
he
really?
He called it out. Only one person, two people called it out as a joke because we were fooling people. And he was one of them because we went in too hard too early because I drank loads of Pepsi Max before the hit, and then we went and met him, and he's weird, like absolute shyster, a horrible bloke, right? And there's a bit where he's going, okay, close your eyes and deep breaths, we're just gonna rid the poison from your body.
Oh my God.
When he said that, I did the biggest fart. Ice cream van's going by again. Right, we have a section on this radio show called I Beg Your Pardon. One of us listens to a track. We'll play a track of a sort of heavy band, normally a death metal band, black metal band, that sort of thing. And one of us will try and write down all the lyrics that we can make. What are you laughing at the farts, Joel? Yeah, you're laughing about the farts. I then burped straight afterwards.
I haven't been talking much because I've been trying to fart.
Have you been trying to fart?
No,
Joel can't try and fart and talk at the same time. He will shit himself out his mouth.
I can't do loud ones. Right, I really can't. Never been able to do it.
I do a loud one every morning when I wake up. Genuinely. Like, I wake up, I'll walk into the toilet to go for a piss, right? And then I've got a system where I go, huh! And do it, and it'll go, just literally like that. It's like a morning
See,
world.
As a result, because I can't do loud ones, never been able to do it, I feel like my whistle's just the wrong shape.
You feel like your whistle's the wrong shape? That's incredible. You've got a weird, like, wide anus. Does yours sound like someone blowing across the top of a bottle?
It just is like...
It's like your soul's leaving you every time.
I just haven't got the right reed. I assume that's how the noise is made. It's just got a reed in there.
Yeah.
And subsequently, as you'll notice, because I can't do loud ones, as soon as you talk about farts, it makes me piss with laughter.
Yeah.
Like, so much.
So, if you, because you don't hear them that often, if you hear someone do a fart, you just go insane, right?
Yeah, I go absolutely mental, like insane, because that doesn't happen to myself. And then I was back at Bristol the other day, and we've got like a breakfast bar in the kitchen, of course. Yep. And I was sat on a stool, and the way that I was sat on the stool, my bum was off the back of the stool.
Sure.
And so, obviously, like, say with a balloon. Like when you have a balloon, you let the air out, it does nothing really. But if you have the balloon,
if you pull
and
it
you
tight,
stretch it.
So your reed, your reed was stretched flat.
I was honestly, you know those videos on the internet where it's like they put like a hearing aid on the baby for the first time and they're really excited.
Well done on reducing all the emotion of that down to nothing.
It was like
you
that.
Did a loud fart for the first time and the whole world opened up to you. That's absolutely amazing.
It was, you should see my face as soon as I did, like normal, didn't expect anything to come out in terms of noise because it stretched my reed. And so I did it and it was just like, and my face was just lighted up.
like a baby just, with a hearing
like
aid.
Like a baby with a hearing
That's
aid.
That's fucking funny, man. You should say that on stage.
Oh,
I love
so
fart
excited.
Jokes. So I beg your pardon. We are now going to play Behemoth, Blow Your Trumpets, Gabriel. And I'm going to attempt to write down as many lyrics as I can make out. If Joel, you pass me that pad.
Absolutely.
Please. While the song is on, Joel will get out the actual lyrics for that song and we will see how I've done.
Absolutely.
So, Joel, let's stick it on. Behemoth, which I think many people are shouting for this to be Album of the Year. Already.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, we saw them live, didn't we?
We saw them live at the Golden Gods. They were very good. An impressive show, a lot of pyrotechnics, that sort of thing. I can tell by your face you're still thinking about farts. and it's a very good album. It's not in my top. It's probably not in my top five, but it is very good. I've listened to it quite a lot. So let's have Blow Your Trumpets, Gabriel by Behemoth.
I mean, this is a perfect link.
If there's someone called Gabriel out there who's just had a corma. You go. You blow your trumpet, Gabriel.
Blow your trumpet, Ed.
I hope your reed is the right.
That's what the song is about.
Yeah.
So think about that when you write down the lyrics.
Yeah.
I popped in the kitchen because I stretched my reed.
Yeah. Now all I'm imagining is Nurgle from Behemoth sat on a stool at a breakfast bar in Bristol, stretching his reed flat.
Oh my God!
Let's hear it.
Here is Behemoth with Stretch Your Reed. There we go, that was Behemoth. How did you get on, Ed?
Right. You know when you do it, when you're writing down lyrics and stuff,
yeah.
What's quite good is you're quite fun and you put in silly things that you think you hear.
Yeah.
I take this so seriously.
I mean, you're a very competitive man, Ed.
I am.
Something I've noticed about you.
It's ridiculous, right? But there's a few ridiculous things that I don't... I thought that was going to be easy. It wasn't at all.
I mean, it's easier than usual, I thought. But then that's the weird thing of this
Once
game.
Once you've got it in front of you...
If you've got it in front of you, it's simple.
Right.
It's simple, mate.
Now, if this is not the first few words of this...
I mean, the lyrics to this, such a point, are absolutely incredible.
We're going to read out the full thing afterwards, aren't we?
Yeah.
Can I just say, if this isn't the first line of this song, I am going to sound like an absolute perv.
Okay.
Right. You ready? This is what I think the first...
I think you might be right. You write down how much you've got in terms of points as well.
Right. I saw the virgin's cunt.
Absolutely, mate.
Yeah, bang!
Congrats.
Bang, I'm
straight
in.
Straight in.
Right.
That's five.
That's
one,
five.
One, two, three, four, five. How many is that? Does that mean that's...
That's 1 point, 5 points.
We've got really bad scoring.
Points, 30 points. 60 points.
Okay.
60 points for Great. Seeing the virgin's cunt.
Uncensored radio here at Virgin.
Right. Oh. Now, this is this is a little bit more mixed up now. I've just got the word snake.
Yeah.
Bang, 1 point.
Spawning forth the snake. That's what it comes from.
All right. Is that from the Virgin's Cunt?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Lovely stuff.
Absolutely beautiful.
I watched Disciples.
Congratulations, Ed. That's another.
I'm so excited. I mean, this isn't fun anymore. It's literally just me trying my absolute hardest. 10 points.
This is a fun game. See whether Ed can listen.
Flame. The word flame. Completely out of context. Flame.
Yes, yes.
Boom, 1 point.
I watched Disciples 12 dissolved by flame. That was...
Look down on Son of God.
Absolutely, Ed.
Oh, fuck me, I'm ruling this.
All of them. I should also point out, of is spelt O-V. As in text speak.
Ah.
Don't really know.
Well, that's sort of like a Scandinavian-like thing
Maybe.
As well. So that's 1, 5, 10, 20, for 80 points.
You might eclipse next week. I mean, this game isn't much fun when you can't hear them.
No, sorry. Breaking Bad.
We can actually... okay.
Breaking Bad?
I mean, it was very
close. I like Breaking Bad.
Very... It's Break the Bread. It's real close.
I'd love it if he was singing about Breaking Bad.
Breaking
So many
Bad.
People are into it these days. All right, so that's not...
Not as good as The Wire.
Hail My Return.
Hail My Return's in there, mate.
Boom. 20 points. I'm not listening to the scoring system. I'm not going to score this. I'm angry with myself that I've not been more fun. I'm not having any points.
No, you're great, mate. You're really fun in life.
David.
Do it whilst farting and make it all much easier.
David.
Wait.
Look, have you got one coming?
I'll shoot an example. I'll try and
right, so he's off
read.
The back of the stool. Get the mic on it.
I think I might shit myself.
Right. Hang on, I'm putting my mic on it. Yo. Right, my mic is right down by your butt.
I think I'm just gonna shit.
Do it. Shit yourself on the radio. Shit yourself, Joel. We've got 5 minutes left of the show. Shit yourself, Joel.
Yes!
He's
yes!
So happy!
Yes!
I've never seen a happier yes! man, and now I've yes! realised I'm now speaking into the fart microphone.
Yes!
What a bombshell!
Yes!
What a bombshell!
What a bombshell!
And on that bombshell!
Oh my god! That is the happiest I've ever been, just because I didn't shit. Oh my god. I can't wait.
John Gaunt, if you're listening, this is the future of radio. This is the future of comedy.
Oh, I can't wait till Olivia Lee needs to come into this studio in 20 minutes time.
Yeah, you don't need a psychic to work out what's happening here. Fucking stinks.
She'd be like, am I looking into the stars? Someone's eaten me.
Ah, the ghost of a cow.
Oh my god, that was so fun.
And my last guess was wine of Fulham. But like, I don't...
Wait, what about...
Wine of Fulham, but I don't think that was in there. Oh, and another one, but you won't have heard that one because my microphone wasn't rammed into Joel's reed.
I've never had so much fun in my life.
How long have we got, Amanda? Because Joel's 10. Fuck me.
Let's
put a song on, Joel. What have you got left?
Mudvayne, I found it.
If you found it, let's put Mudvayne on. And come back in 5. We'll have a quick track to round up and we'll close on Black Crowd Initiate. Let's...
Oh, God, after that, I think I might have a mud vein just dripping down my leg.
FUBAR!
It's Mud Vein with I'm Not Falling in the final little section before
I'm
we go
I'm not falling
away.
For that.
Hey-oh.
That's pretty much all we got time for, man. And this is it's going to be us for a while because we're off to Edinburgh. We're not doing these bad boys from Edinburgh. So you're going to have to get your rock fix from elsewhere.
There'll be repeating shows, I believe. So
if you can bear that.
You know, I would like to think that they pick the best ones, but I don't know whether they
I
really...
I think it's just whatever
just
we've
whatever's
done.
Happening.
Yeah.
We should really mark down the better ones so they get replayed so it makes us look better.
Essentially, you won't be hearing this again.
Nope.
Look, we've had a lot of fun today, though. It's been a lot of fun.
We
your mum was awesome.
Ramped, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. We're ending with a bang. It's nice. But let's plug our Edinburgh shows, Joel, because that's what we're going to be doing.
Let's do it, mate.
Go on.
My Edinburgh show is called Finding Emo. Funny title. So 9 o'clock.
Yeah, there we go.
9 o'clock at the Counting House in Edinburgh.
And it's free, yeah?
And it's free. So, I mean, I think you might as well. You can, if you don't like it, just leave.
This is a terrible plug. My show is called Ed Gamble, Gambletron 5000. It's on
Great.
The Pleasance Courtyard in the Pleasance this at 9:45 every night from the 30th of July to the 24th of August. You do have to pay for it, but I feel that's a guarantee of quality.
Yeah.
No, but both shows would be great. So make sure you come along. Tell us you like the rock show. Give us some requests. While we're away, send in requests, send in some puns. And by the time we get back, it's just going to be a festival of content.
It'll be absolutely lovely. I've had quite a few little rock show people listeners come to my previews. It's been quite lovely.
That's lovely. Well, hopefully we'll see a fair few of them up in Edinburgh. We're going to close out on a track by a band called Black Crown Initiate, who've currently only released one EP. I think they're releasing their full length. Debut this year, and I think it's going to be something very special.
Yes.
So let's hear it.
Let's hear it.
We'll see you up in Edinburgh. Thanks very much for listening. Goodbye.
Take care, guys. I'm fired and I'm really excited.
Yeah, it's great.